You're listening to Fakeologist's Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to fakeologist.com/radio3. To participate in the chat, go to fakeologist.com/audio chat. Each day, we compress and upload the day's chat, be it big or small. Leave a quick message, do a whole show. All are welcome when it's related to fakeology. Now, on with today's audio.
Thank you. Casey, welcome. This is the Fakeologist speaking. Casey,
how are
hi.
You?
You're in the live stream audio chat. Congratulations. You made it.
Thank you, I guess. I've never done this, but it's a pretty nice deal. How are you guys?
Well, I'm one person, so I singularly am fine. Where hail from?
I'm glad
man?
To hear that. I'm sorry?
Where do you hail from, young man?
Indiana. Yourself?
Indiana. Great Lake mega region.
Right in the center of the United States.
I am
Corn
in Toronto,
country.
Canada. The
center, Toronto, Canada. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Center of the... I have an association with Indiana. When I
oh,
was
really?
In Gary, Indiana, I bought an easy pass at the CVS in downtown Gary.
Really? That's pretty far north of me, but yes, I've been through there a few times. I know right what
yes,
you're talking about.
Place, it's a place that you don't really want to slow down.
No, sir.
Just keep on driving.
No, no, sir, you don't either.
I think
I stopped there for gas.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, well,
they had the
it's not too far outside of Chicago. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's why I was going to Chicago. That's they had the biggest gas station I've ever seen. There must have been 100 pumps.
Here in Indy?
In Gary.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
probably so
was,
people can get off the interstate and get the hell back on quick.
I was stunned, but then I read about the biggest gas station, I think, in the United States, and I think there's 105 pumps at one in Texas somewhere.
Golly, that's crazy. So,
So how are things going?
And I tell you what.
Are you in the Hoosier State?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Are you near to where David Letterman was born? Or
he I don't know where he was. If he was born in Indy, I know he went to Ball State. I think he grew up in Muncie, which is a couple of hours north of me.
Muncie.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a couple hours north of me. I'm not too far outside of Indiana, you know, outside of the tank zone. So
outside of Indiana or Indianapolis?
Indianapolis, I'm sorry. Yeah,
so
I've been up. I've been up all night going through this stuff, and I've nailed it. I know exactly what's going on, but I don't know how to wake people up. My sister is.
I'm looking at Indiana. I love Indiana. Indianapolis is literally the center of the state.
Yes, sir.
Indianapolis.
Yes.
Which anyone that needs to know, that's usually how they chose state capital. They always tried to put them in the center of the state. I don't know if it's true. For every state.
Fort Wayne used to be, actually. Years
hey.
Ago. Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
someone's
sir.
Talking. We got here. Let me
hey,
walk.
I'm up in Fort Wayne.
Oh, hi, Bing. Bing.
Hey, how are you?
My son is in Fort Wayne right now.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. Yes, he is.
Can he go see Bing and help him?
That'd be nice.
Yeah. No, he is, he's 17. He's up there with his aunt right now, and, hopefully, we were getting back down here before they start walking down the streets.
One of the super cute girls that was on the Howard Stern show, I think her name was Bree. Might have been Bree Olson. Fort Wayne.
I don't never watch Howard Stern.
She was a super hot chick. She probably isn't it.
You're in Bob and Tom country, my friend.
Look up Bree Olson.
And Bob and Tom had to boot him out.
I'm so sorry she's a porn star. That's why she was on... Where is she?
I don't know if that's your connection or mine. You're kind of getting staticky there.
Me?
Yeah, I was kind of cutting it out on me.
Fort Wayne, Indiana. She's a Yuki, Ukrainian. There you go.
Jeez.
All right. So what FEMA region are you in? I always like you.
What's that? What region?
What FEMA region are you in?
I have no idea.
Emergency
I have no idea.
Management Act.
I don't know. I am just southwest of Indianapolis.
I'll tell you. I'm going to tell you what you're... I have to look it up.
You know...
You're in Region 5. Congratulations.
You're not putting me on a government watch list, are you? Oh my God.
No, I'm just looking at the map here. Yeah, you're in region 5. Congratulations.
Oh jeez.
They say television was invented in Fort Wayne, I believe. There's a museum downtown to a guy by the name of Farnsworth, I think.
I believe it. Basketball was invented here. That was my love growing up. Basketball
is Canadian. No, you're wrong.
Is it? Is that right?
I'm going to let you take basketball from us.
That's the love of my life right there, buddy. I grew up in basketball.
You must be dying without the March Madness.
Yeah, I got my daughter. Yeah, March Madness, that's about the only good basketball. Take that away.
And I'm not a basketball fan whatsoever, even though Canadian Toronto Raptors are the champions of the world.
Yeah. It's impressive what they were doing this year.
Yeah,
really impressive.
I especially like the last shot where they used the magnetic whatever.
Are you talking about over the Sixers?
Whoever they won, the magnetic, the Kawhi shot using the magnetic ball.
Yeah, game seven.
You don't think that was a magnetic ball?
I have no idea. I know that was about the craziest thing I've ever seen. Wouldn't surprise me.
It literally looked like the Tiger Woods ball, the Masters way back. That ball stopped on the lip of the cup, paused the camera, and then fell in.
Yep. Oh, I'm sorry. Like I said, I've been up all night, and I think time is of the essence. This is my concern.
Well, give me a sec. I just have to. But I want to hear all about.
Can I tell my daughter? I'll call her back at the same time. She's over at her mom's, or no?
Do whatever you want.
Well, I didn't know if it would hang you guys up or not. Hold on one second.
I'll try it.
Hey, honey, let me call you right back, okay? Can you hear me?
I hear you.
Right, hold on one second.
Hello, hello, Bing. Oh. I've never spoken to you before.
Ryan.
Hello, Casey.
Hi. Can you guys, how do I get off the Discord? She's talking to me, but she can't hear me. I don't want to hang up on you guys, but.
Oh, no, do what you need to do. So press the bottom right, the cross and the phone symbol.
Hold on, Raya. Okay, I just hung up. Hold on one second, guys. I'm sorry.
No, don't apologize. So just hang up on the Discord.
Oh.
That's all right.
Let me see. I'm trying to find my wife here.
Open the app and then go to the audio chat _live_stream. And then the bottom left, just press the X. Fine.
I'm just texting and telling her I'll call her back, hopefully. Well, that's what happens. You don't sleep all night. I'm too old not to be sleeping.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear you're not sleeping. Well, I'm trying to catch up. So where is it? Here we go. So coronavirus hoax. So I've been up all night reading. Watching Sifting. I've emailed myself articles for years, but I do not know how to wake people up. Several states are in lockdown now. Q is telling his followers the all TV radio phones will be shut down for so-called mass arrests. If that happens, it's only to stop those who realize what's going on from waking up the masses.
Yeah.
Look, that sounds like a lot of fear for me. And, you know, things that bring fear,
I know.
I find... Are things that don't resonate with our spirit and our being.
Except for this coronavirus.
And yeah, things that push fear ruin human immunity. Like, I used to be a scientist, so I'm not saying this out of ignorance.
Yeah.
And when I read things like that, it's like, that's all fear porn.
I'm not trying to scare people.
No, it's not about scaring people. I think, you know, I was like that in the state, you know, because I'm so new to this. Look, you asked me even like 6 months ago, 5 months ago, what I thought about 9/11. I just, you know, look, I was 10 years old. It was my birthday in Australia. I woke up to it, you know, on the 12th of September here in Australia. And so I just never questioned it. Like, you know. And so even 5 months ago, I would have said 9/11 was real. But
now,
what helps me, like my antenna, my like, you know, vehicle of discernment is what makes me scared, because You know, when I look at, like, I'm not a Christian anymore, whatever, but, like, even I still look at Bible verses and stuff, and it's like, the things that bring us fear are the things that harm us. And I feel like that's a lot of fear porn. You know, I always remember the first Bible verse that I learned, like, you know, I memorized, you know, you know, like at 10, Romans 8:28, and we know that through Christ, all things work together for good, that for those who, you know, love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. So I don't understand if, like, you see things, if a person sees things through Romans 8:28, how can I be fearful of anything? You know, of Jesus saying, Jesus, like his own words are that, you know, for the kingdom of God is within you. So look, I think, you know, it's so great to research and read and watch and sift, because that's what we've got to do. But you know what, like, I think from your good energy, you're going to wake people up, you know, and from the truth and the light in you, you're going to wake people up.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, she mentioned she used to be a Christian, implying not anymore, and I just wondered, like, what's her view about the Bible? I mean, you're quoting scriptures. I just wondered, I mean, do you believe the Bible is true, or?
I think a lot of ancient texts are allegoric, you know, they're allegory, and I see the same themes in a lot of ancient texts. And I'm not discounting the truth of any ancient texts, but, and so, you know, I won't quote, or I, you know, I don't want to waste anyone's time, so I'm not going to quote things that I don't think have a ring of truth to them. I'm not going to recommend videos. I'm not going to recommend articles that don't have a ring of truth to them. I don't know.
How do you know what has truth to it and what doesn't?
I don't know. I don't know. But I know it doesn't make me scared. The truth doesn't make me scared. You know, the truth is...
Well, then why would you call what I sent fear porn?
Well, because, you know, are you normally up all night?
No, never.
And are you up all night because of curiosity, because it's fun?
I'm up all night because I know time is of the essence. And they're about to declare martial law. They'll call it whatever they want. They've locked down several states. They're about to declare martial law here in my state, mm-hmm. too. And I want people.
Are they calling it martial law?
No, they won't call it martial law. But that's what they're doing. Event 201. They've already done all. They've already simulated all this out. And the more people buy into it, the farther they're going to go with this thing.
No, I understand. Okay, sorry, I wasn't listening because I was just.
I've been through.
What is your summary of what you think is going on?
She is calling again. That little fart. Hold on. The coronavirus is neither bio nor a virus, whatever you want to call it. All I know is that it's to scare people, put people indoors, and when they implement this, they're going to wind up going after dissidents first, but then they're going to vaccine is being rushed out that's not going through the FCC is what's going to make everybody sick, along with the 5G.
Well, the fear alone, I mean, I know plenty of people who are relatively healthy people all the time, but just staying in their house watching more and more and more and more and more of the news is actually physically damaging them way more than any real or imagined whatever, you know?
And we all can carry this. I mean, it's not something that, I mean, it's been around for years.
Well,
it's not anything more than the common cold. You're breaking up
you
on me.
Believe the lie.
Say that one more time.
Hold on a sec. I'm in the middle of things here.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hi, this is Prasian. You're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here. I think sometimes people have to leave the room so that they can then, the audio and things like that play up. So people leave the room and then they come back quickly. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, Bing. Where are you? It's a lot of people are in odd places in America. Indiana. Cool. Yeah, look, I'm just, you know, I feel like, you know, I know that there's a Bible verse about being like watch. Is it in Ezekiel about being like watchmen for others? But I don't feel like that needs to compel people to a state where they become so fearful that they're not doing enough to wake other people up. I don't know. I just don't feel like becoming consumed in fear or, you know, I guess, you know, retribution or, you know, chastisement directed towards yourself because you're not waking enough people up about the reality of what's happening. I don't feel like that's healthy.
So what is it about Christianity in general that turned you off, I guess? Is it just the typical or the denomination you were raised in, or?
No. Look, I'm not turned against Christianity. Like, I don't know. You know, I don't know. I'm just saying, like, the vibe I get, you know, in messages about fear, it's like, I don't feel like that rings true. Like, I was talking about before the circle of life and Pi and the Hebrew name for God, which is Pi 7, you know, the tetragrammaton. Yeah, and it's like, well, what is Pi 7? And then you look at it and it's like, well, that's the sun set. And then why have they got it twice? Because two sunsets, you know, two pi, you know, over the diameter. It's two circles. I've just had epiphanies today. It's been phenomenal. And it's like I'm realizing, you know, just wow, you know, just how phenomenally, you know, just the, you know, I remember in the Bible, you would think of it more as providence, you know, God's providence, or whether you think of it now as like, I'm sorry. Synchronicity, you know, things lining up. But I just thought it was so phenomenal because then when I went and looked at Revelation 22:7, it was like, it tied everything in together. And there's lots of sirens. I live near like major roads. So I can like go find Revelation 22:7 again. Revelation 22. And it's the authorized King James. Where are you? Here we go. Yeah, so 22:7. Revelation 22:7. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. Like, how phenomenal is that? I think it's phenomenal. Thinking about, like, things that I'm learning about drawing, like, the circle of life, even just using Genesis and drawing it from there, and it's like, wow, you know, realizing what pi over 7, so 22, so what pi is, so pi 7, 22:7, what is Revelations 22:7, it's just like, I find it phenomenal.
Mm. All right, this is the fakeologist speaking. I'm back in the live stream.
Hello.
Hello. Sydney, Australia. Bing, the rabbit, says here on his icon. Looks like an icon of a rabbit.
German Shepherd.
Oh, sorry. It looks like a rabbit here.
It does look like a rabbit.
It does from here, but I didn't zoom in. It's hard to see. And we're going to bring Mr. Casey, not quite up to the Discord, so I just brought him in. Hi, Casey.
Hey, I was just going to say I was going to be right back. I was going to call her. How are you? Again. I'm okay for a second.
So you sound like you're about my age down there in Hoosierville.
46.
Oh, you're a young puppy yet. Okay.
I don't feel like a young puppy, man. I'll tell you what.
So this is... coronavirus hoax is what I like to call it, although there's so many names for it. John LeBlanc calls it Coney hoax. I don't really like Coney hoax because the Coney hoax of 2012 was a one. Most people could not remember that one at all. I like Corona hoax 2020 myself. Sorry, coronavirus hoax 2020. But it's a big one. It's threatening to take over my website in the sense that the website started off on 9/11, but this is becoming bigger than 9/11. So
it's because it is
starting. Yeah, it really is. So many ways, because it's a wide one, and it's really showing the global muscle of the cooperation of the intelligence agencies. They are doing just a evil job on people right now, and it's working crazy.
They're running
They pick something that is really hard to disprove or prove. It's like Santa.
Exactly.
How do you test for it? How do you test for it?
Well, exactly. You don't.
How do you know people are dying from it?
When have you ever gone to the doctor sick and he said, listen, you got to go home? Did you ever run a test on you? Did your doctor ever run a test on you? And
I don't know.
How many people go to the doctor with a cold, a bad cold, and they'll say, oh, it's not bacterial, it's viral. To me, it's code that I don't have a code to do.
Viruses.
They'll send you home with nothing.
Viruses cannot be passed from person to person.
Right. Go ahead,
Bing. You know, any person that so far that I've even, you know, mentioned the fact, you know, this it could not be, may not be all that it seems, is they immediately say, of course, how many people would have to be in on it? And I say, well, this all started, at least from my perspective, we never watched the television or anything, but on, I think it was March 11th, an email from 311.
It was on 311 at 23 minutes past.
An email from the governor of our state that told all the churches, any organizations gathering, I think at the time it was like 250 or something, were to shut down. So that's all it took was one email. And boom, everything else falls into place. Everybody's following
and
orders.
Where do you think your governor got that?
Probably Mike Pence or Trump. I don't know. That's a good question.
It started probably in Geneva.
I voted for Trump. I voted for Pence. I mean, they're pieces of crap. I mean, it's all a show.
They're soldiers in the New World Order. If you want to be honest about it.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got the Masons worldwide, the Jesuits, and then you've got these, and I love Jewish, you know, I love Israel, but I don't, these fake Jewish people. Why is Israel the only country in the world with no 4 or 5G? It's not just a coincidence.
First of all, I'm not getting into 5G, not because I'm a gatekeeper, but I've been around long enough to hear, I've been here since analog cell phone before digital. So I've heard this story about 2G, 3G, 4G.
I never heard it about any other.
Well, I've been around long enough that every G in the world has been demonized as killing us. And so far, like I just said, I've been using a cell phone shortly after a guy named Cannon had a cell phone. You know that?
Do you realize the rates of?
Did you hear what I said?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay,
but
I've been using a cell phone. I've used a 3-watt phone that was attached to a battery the size of a car battery that was sitting beside me. And I don't think I've been fried, and I'm still going pretty good. So
it's one more, but it is one more of the, you know,
it is
distractions that they throw out there just to waste time.
It is a time waste.
I promise you guys, you know, from 4G to 5G, you're talking about 60 gigahertz. The military uses that.
We're talking about a higher frequency that can go less distance than a lower frequency. That's general wave. A wall will stop it. It's the long frequencies that go farther.
I agree.
You need a lot of transmitters on very local levels to cover an area, and that was the whole point. It's almost as weak as an RFID signal. So it's just more coverage, but at less power. The cell phone I used to have pulled against my head was 1.5 watts. It's always full blast. I don't 4 digital. Couldn't moderate its signal. That thing might have fried your. Or the three. I had a 3-watt cell phone. That is a lot of power compared to the little nukers that was now.
On the question of power, of the power of the radio. We just bought a house next to the 1190 radio tower, actually. And the neighbor was just telling me, we haven't moved in yet, he was saying if you're ever around near the gutters certain times a day, you could hear the radio come through the gutters of the house. And I'm thinking,
okay, I used to golf under high tension power lines, you know, the big boys, and when it was misting out, I would get a shock when I raised my golf club up into the air to take a swing.
You feel
the power. That is real power. That is thousands of volts. Okay?
And do you think those are good for people too?
I would not stay there all day long, especially when there is a lot of humidity and power does.
Have you researched how much cancer was in this world before they put the electric lines up?
Have you researched all the different things in the last after those lines?
Yeah, everything is increasing.
There's been lots of changes. There's no way you're ever going to prove that one thing.
I'm not trying to.
No, I know. Well, no, I'm just telling you, there's no way you could scientifically prove that one thing is than all the other things that have changed in the last. There's a lot of things. Food has changed. Yeah. Our routines have changed. Our exercise
absolutely
has changed.
Absolutely.
You won't be able to prove one thing is killing us. Now,
you're
I
right.
agree.
You're
I
right.
agree. Lots of things are possibly hurting us, but on the other hand, my in-laws are in their 90s, and they don't exactly do jumping jacks every day to condition themselves. So that hasn't killed them, and they've been here a long time.
Well, how often have they been online or on their cell phones? I mean, I just...
They don't use cell phones. And
you're right.
They're not online because that's just, that technology ship sailed right by them. Just not,
right.
You know, you hit a certain... But I don't want to really talk about technology and food and all the things that are killing us. I'm talking mainly today and every day about the coronavirus hoax 2020 because this is a big one. This is a very large worldwide psychological operation. It is driving people up the wall. Where I live, and I'm pretty sure with you and every other region of the world, this is week two of the lockdown for non-essential businesses and everything else. So unless you're working in a few different lines of work, you're not working.
Casey, what led you to the fakeologist?
Research as usual. I mean, I scrubbed through the you know, you get to certain points where you follow a lot of disinfo.
You know specifically how you found it? Because Google
I don't
does
know.
Not exactly
I don't use
exactly
Google.
Help.
I don't use Google.
Okay, I'm just curious because we are not easy to find anymore. I'm not on YouTube, really. Nobody really drops a link. I drop the odd link. I drop the odd link on Google or YouTube, and I think I see it, but I've logged in or logged out, and then my comment's gone. So my comments are definitely ghost where I can. So it's fantastic. The deception is fantastic. They're just so good at basically making you invisible.
Well, I don't even think they're good. I mean, when you have control over the flow of information, that just makes you an asshole.
People don't realize.
I think it's powerful. I agree. It's not good. It's not good. I agree. But anyway, so this one is a big one. I can't see my parents because they just flew back from out of country. Because they were afraid to be in Mexico, but I think they were better off in Mexico. But pretty much told to come home by our prime minister. So they're back. I can't see them because they're convinced to be in quarantine. And I think our prime minister. See, we can pass laws a lot faster than you guys. But I think our prime minister is passed law that takes power away from the province and beef up the Quarantine Act. So if you don't go into quarantine, if someone's on you, or say gathering more than, I don't know, two, they can direct a quarantine officer, which I don't know any quarantine officer, they're busy deputizing. He can get a peace officer, and now they can just threaten you with a fine, a ticket.
Yep.
But I've heard that they can threaten you with jail plus criminal offense, which would be absolutely off the charts, insane.
There are mayors that are giving themselves the power to take your guns, take your rights, and definitely put you in jail. I mean, they're
it's crazy.
And it's coming. It's coming to every city and county people don't wake up.
I hate to talk about it, but yeah, I think that finally the Alex Jones types, the line.
Bill Hicks.
I didn't either.
You haven't seen the right stuff.
Maybe there is a good side to everybody being, a lot of people being at home when they normally would be at, work or somewhere. Maybe we'll have time to actually think things through like that. And look, I mean, myself, I worked for somebody up until 2012 and I was always so busy. I never even thought about anything like this. And honestly, until I think it was very first thing was like the Aurora thing. And then Sandy Hook was about bam, bam. Yeah. And I didn't have something to do one day for my job because I was self-employed and I just started investigating and I real quick realized something's not right.
Well, but then what happens when everybody has good time to think about it and figures out?
Right.
It's too late.
Families spend time together. Maybe that's good. I mean, I would hope it'd be good.
Well, it's too late for what? What's going to happen if they, what exactly do you think will happen?
And they have to have an end game.
The vaccination.
I think this is so interesting. So I was listening to Crow like a few weeks ago, and apparently he's doing some study or whatever where he's getting people to write in, answer some questions. And he said a common theme is that a lot of people say they had an event happen in their life, whether it was financial or health. And I've seen this as well with people who I've become friends with and we've had long yarns on the phone. And that's what happened to me. Like, I was going through a legal issue and it's like I wasn't working for, since like for the last like, few months. And it's like, this is finally the time that I've actually been able to let go of the cognitive dissonance and, all that propaganda saying, you can't look into this, you're just too busy, you're too tired. And it's like, wow, I've actually had the time to look into things that I felt that didn't make sense to me, things that were illogical. And that's a fascinating part of this, I find.
There's a little bit of disinfo in everything. I mean, when you get looking into things, just like... Am I getting cut off again?
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
Open your eyes. I don't want to live a real life. I don't want to dream any longer.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hi, this is Freya from Florida, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
Okay. So these are called bumpers, and so like they're good. They're really good because like I didn't even know I was on a podcast a few weeks ago when I first joined this chat. They do break up the conversation, and it's nice to hear other people's voices and things like that. So that's what that is for anyone who just...
Yeah, that's a bumper.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It kicked me off last time. I don't know. I mean, I tried to wait through it, and when it cut off, there was nobody on there, so I don't know. I didn't hit anything.
Yeah, there may not have been anyone there, but yeah, we didn't...
Not good with this technology, these new apps and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, I'm so bad with it. Oh my god, I had a shaman friend, much older than me, and I was like, I send voice messages to people, and that's what annoys me on the Discord, but it's probably a good thing though, that I can't
put voice messages on them.
I just can't do it. Right. I can't.
Tech-tard, that's funny.
Yeah.
Oh no, look, I've got doctor friend, everything, and it's like, they look at me and they just laugh, it's just like, god, how can someone near 30 just be so pathetic? But it was like, I was in a cult for so long, I wasn't allowed to watch movies and technology was discouraged and all that. So who cares? We're all learning, I reckon. So don't ever feel like you're a tech child.
I don't know. I'm not going to lie. I don't know what the end game is. I can imagine, but trying to stay optimistic as well. I think Bing said he was trying to stay optimistic. Is that right? Or someone said
that? Oh, yeah. For sure. I mean, there's gotta be some reason, Like I said,
vaccines.
I don't know about vaccines. I feel like that is a bit of fear porn, and I feel like that's all been preconditioned as well, the vaccine agenda. So I feel like that's a red herring.
Yes, I do too. Well, I can tell you where I'm going. I ain't taking a vaccine. So I haven't taken
it. You're not going to have a choice. It's gonna, if they have everyone locked down, what are you going to do?
That's the thing. Like, that's already disempowering. You're already putting out that frequency. Like, that you're disempowered.
Who exactly
to not
is
going to
give me the vaccine?
Fear porn.
Yeah.
If you don't take the vaccine, you are endangering others. You will go to one of the camps.
I know, but where's the proof? Give me evidence where's the proof?
I can't until it's here, hon.
I'm just telling you what is going on.
I know what you're saying. I'm telling you guys,
I've got pages upon pages. I mean, they don't, I mean, I just don't even know how else to explain it. This is what's going on. You know, they,
Casey, how long have you been researching?
Like 4 years, but the last week or two, unbelievably intently.
Yeah. Well, of course, I think everyone is busy researching now. Even the blog is. I can't really figure out how many come to the blog because I get stats around the place, but it's definitely way more than no doubt about it because people are at home. They have nothing else to do, so they're trying to find places to get information. And I told you, Google is not sending anyone to my website. I just went last night on search, and Google's
doing much worse than that, man.
No, they told me, Google's terrible. There's the panel I can log into to see the keywords. They said almost 80% of the keywords, they don't know what they were. Like, come on, Google, the only thing you're supposed to do is send people to different sites, and it says unknown keywords. Give me an effing break. I mean, come on. That's unbelievable. So obviously, they're even you giving me tools that are useless to try and figure out how people are finding me. But if people even type coronavirus hoax, they won't find this website. It's not there.
They've purposely put out plenty of disinformation with that for people to pull up.
Oh, I agree. That, if you type coronavirus hoax right now, you'll get articles that are actually just making fun of
right.
it.
Right.
Yep. Yeah, I can't even upload a video. I had my first video taken down, and like I said, I was in a fundamentalist Christian cult scum. And the videos on my old YouTube channel are like, it is shocking. And I'm quoting scripture, I'm quoting subconsciously said Quakers, because like, that's like the Quakers. They're also a cult, in America, but it's like nothing ever has been taken down. And it's like, I couldn't on the chat like 10 minutes ago, I was trying to re-upload the video that was taken down about health effects. And I can't even upload it, so I'm going to have to go download Tor. I don't know how I'm going to try and get this video back up right now.
All right.
I don't know. There are two people that were killed last year or died in 2019 that were vaccine researchers that wrote a book called Vaccine Mania, I think it's called. But we're on top of all this stuff and made sure they got them out of the way. But I think it was Vaccine Mania. I have to look at the – I've got the article. But they were on top of all this stuff.
Well, they definitely don't like me because I'm a former scientist and I just started this YouTube because I have a book where I was writing down channels I was following like for the last 5 months. Like I said, I'm so new to all this.
Yeah.
And it's just unbelievable. Just the amount of bizarre things that have happened to my channel, which I just started on the 1st of February. It's like so bizarre.
I heard a girl yesterday that was in the National Guard. She is not now, but her friends are still in there. And she was panicked, and she said that she went to get gas. And she was calling into a YouTube show or a podcast something, but she said that the tanks were gassed up, and they were already being guarded by military, and that the National Guard has been issued orders to guard businesses, that even the 911s are going to be flooded. They already know this. And that people
how do they
are going
know?
To, that's this is what she, I'm telling you what she said.
Uh-huh.
But
no,
I can see that.
I can see that. Listen, they got to keep essential things moving because if they cut off the food, then people with guns will get food, whatever way they fits. I agree. What they're doing by cutting off almost all businesses from income, if it goes more than a couple of weeks, well, it's officially 6, but I think that was what I've heard every week. 6 is when things are supposed to start back. But if they do it longer, then yeah, that's people are going to be more desperate than before. That's, so I'm really figuring we're just having extended spring break. So this is week 2, one more week after this. And if things don't go back to normal, as in people going to work, then it's going to be interesting. Then we'll see another level. Now, in Quebec, which is a big province of Canada, they just said school's not going back till May.
If you follow, I used to follow Q, and you know, in the beginning of all this, before I realized.
Who do you think Q is? Well, who do you think Q is?
It's a PSYOP.
Yeah, okay.
It's just another PSYOP, okay?
So it's the intelligence agencies pretending to be opposed. Okay, good.
Now, that he is telling, first of all, what better way to find Tea Partiers, Patriots, and get a list of people together, first of all.
Absolutely.
Second of all, he's telling people.
NRA, by the way.
Yeah, he is telling people that on the 1st, on April Fool's, they're going to shut power out and start arresting the elite, blah, 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 that there's not going to, I don't know if it's power. I just know there's not going to be TV, or that's what they're saying. There's not going to be TV, radio, TV or radio or internet for people to communicate. Now, so they're going to be supposedly arresting the elite is what people believe.
If they would have cut the TV 2 weeks ago, we'd probably be in a better situation right now, right?
People,
nobody could see all the fear.
That's not true. That's for everyone.
Oh, I agree with. Sorry, I'm just aiding. I'm sorry, I'm aiding.
Hope it's good. Under 30, they get their new gram and all the other.
I don't know. I agree with that because if people haven't seen something, they're not going to know it and they're not going to fear it. And so if no one's watching the news, if no one's watching social media, no one's going to know about coronavirus. And so that's why I agree with that last comment.
Because nobody's sick. That's the thing. And you know what they say.
That's right. That's right. That's right. In our reality,
they're no more sick than ever. And they say, well, you know why? Because it's working. That's what they tell me. People tell me this.
I got shingles and all of my doctor didn't even know. Like, so I remember going to the kid, like as a kid, going to the GP. Sorry, I've still got food in my mouth. But like they said to my mom, we didn't even know you had a fourth kid. And I was the second oldest kid. So, you know, I had an older sibling and 2 younger siblings. And it was like, I just never got sick and I got no sympathy when I got chickenpox. I shared a room, very poor, you know, with a sibling. And it's like, no one knew I had chickenpox. All the neighborhood had it. And then I got shingles a few years ago at, you know, in my mid 20s. And that's what stress, fear does to you. It makes you sick. It weakens your immunity.
Yes, it exhibits as you. Sick. Yeah, I agree. I think you have all the bacteria and all the so-called viruses or microenzymes or microzymes, whatever Bouchon called them. You have them all in your body. And when things go out of equilibrium for any source, chemical, I would say animal bacteria or industrial or stress, which is an abnormal higher level of cortisol in your system, then yeah, you can exhibit. You can create antibodies that your body creates that tells anyone who tests your body that your body's fighting. Does that mean something? Well, I don't think so, other than what I just said. Chemical or...
And so that's the difference, Ab. Like, yeah. I used to teach immunology classes, and that's the difference because antibodies, they're immunogens, but antigens, they are very different. Antigens are what is in vaccines. And so that's why.
Does it not even, nobody even question why they would shut the power off like that or not let people communicate?
What power are you talking about?
I don't know that I didn't hear electric like heat or thing. I just told communication.
Well, they sent me an email.
Or that's what they're saying is communication.
They sent me an email. Well, every company has so far, but saying they aren't going to shut your power off even if you don't pay.
I don't think it's power.
Yeah,
I think it's communication.
I agree. Communication. Well, this Discord could be shut down. It could be.
Sure.
That's why we do have a blog, fakeologist.com. It is a website. a website. So I know there's a lot of Discordians here that don't know I have a blog, fakeologist.com. So if the Discord is shut down, and I don't know who owns Discord, it's probably intelligence agencies anyway, then there are other ways to email. Remember email?
Yeah, I looked up Discord. I did look up Discord. And I've looked at your website. I know that. But then that's why, like, I do want to meet people, like, in Sydney, if you're from Sydney, Australia, you know anyone in Sydney, like, you know, I've met Exoteric. I will meet people, you know, and I think
okay,
that's
guys,
so
we're getting a stay, we're getting a stay at home order here now. I mean, I appreciate the chat, but I've, 2 weeks. For 2 weeks, my ass. All right. You guys be safe. Don't trust the vaccine.
All right, Casey. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, I'm definitely having connection today. It's probably more where I am. I was trying to say goodbye to Casey, so goodbye, Casey. I don't know why he left.
I'm sorry. I'm still here. She just said it was Wednesday. I thought I was off there, but I guess. Can you hear me?
5G interview interfering with 4G. So,
it's hard to keep track of the days. There's nothing going on.
Did you say you're up in Fort Wayne?
I'm in Fort Wayne. Yeah.
I wonder if there's a way to be able to. What was your name on the Discord?
Bing.
Bing.
Bing. Okay.
You
I don't know if.
It, yeah. Her, you I want him to go see your daughter.
They canceled
my son.
Canceled all our church services. All my daughters play in orchestras. All that stuff's canceled. They've had a trip planned to go to New York City with their orchestra, play at Carnegie Hall, and now that was scheduled for 1st of April, but I don't know. They actually haven't canceled it yet, officially.
They stopped the sports. Everyone's out of the schools. If they shut businesses down, what a better place to put protesters.
This happened in America. I've
always heard they were going to put them in the stadium, schools, Walmarts, all that crap. I've seen pictures and video that's got scrubbed of Walmarts that have been turned into prisons in this country.
There's only allegedly two cases of it at one of our local hospitals.
That's sketchy
at best. I mean,
I've got 400 or 500 Facebook friends. Not one of them have had it. It's all everybody's got a friend of a cousin or
test,
no.
Right, you can't test for it. You can't test for it against it.
Point.
You don't know. You
that's
can't prove
right.
It
unless way. You're a unless you're a celebrity or a politician, I think you're going to be okay.
Right.
They're getting it at a 10,000 times the rate of everybody else.
That's hilarious. Yeah.
So if you're a celebrity politician like Donald Trump, I'm stunned he hasn't got it because he's in two categories.
Right.
I appreciate you guys taking the time.
Was it O.J. Simpson? O.J. Simpson has it or he was on some
No, he
sort
doesn't.
Of...
O.J. Simpson is hilarious. He's the world's
I reckon the Pope's going to have it. It's about dates and years. The Pope is going to have it. That's what he's going to die from, the Pope and his red shoes, like Alison.
Well, which Pope? There's two Popes. Didn't you watch them?
Oh, God, teach me. What is it?
There's two
the
popes.
Black Pope.
Benedict never actually, he's sort of a Pope emeritus. Oh, Benedict, the guy that looks kind of good. And then there's, what's his Francis, Pope Francis. Nah, I believe the movie collaborated with the dictator that took over. Most people would do anything to save their own skin, the nature. So I can hardly blame him. Yeah, there's two popes, but... I want to ask you Americans down there, you God-loving Americans, Anna, the state, do you think that Donald Trump knows what's going on, but he knows, and he leaks a little bit of truth, just tiny little drips, and he knows that he actually came out and said this whole thing is a hoax, like sort of implied with climate change, that he would be replaced by the old, well, I guess it's your representative, isn't it? Pence?
Yeah, governor.
Uh-huh.
Or whatever
you think
he was.
They would just replace him or whoever else is compliant with New World Order's ideas? Do you think he'd be taken out?
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe so.
And
do you think
well,
Trump
he brought
on
out
our
the,
side?
The fake
He's
news
on the
meme,
side.
You know?
Yeah, I agree.
It's all part of the plan.
You think they'll take Trump out?
Absolutely.
No idea.
All of this hinges on people believing that this is a virus. Or
because
virus
the problem,
or a biological weapon.
I mean,
people
for the
don't,
last four
they,
years, I don't mention Trump one way or the other. I don't mention it anything to anybody because it's such a divisive issue among, you can't even peg people by knowing them which way they feel, but it's always like 100% one or the other. So I don't even bother, you know, talking about it.
Well, just listening to Casey's voice, Casey kind of terrorized.
What's that?
Feeling the same way, Bing?
What's that? Say again.
Well, Casey, are you feeling super on edge right now? Can you
really I can't even tell you. I'm scared to death for my kids right now because I know something nefarious is coming around the corner. And I'm telling you, that vaccine's being rushed out by Johnson & Johnson's being rushed out by Israel. And they're both, Johnson & Johnson is as dirty as it gets.
Well, I've heard a million different companies. I heard we have the vaccine going on up in Toronto. Yep. It's in Winnipeg. It's everywhere.
They've had it.
Well, how can they have a vaccine? Yeah, okay, but, okay. Well, I agree.
They can't state they have it.
There's a palpable fear in the air. Are you fearing?
I'm not afraid. No, not in the least. The thing that I'm of a virus or whatever, I guess the only, I mean, I feel sad for the people that I know well that are.
Great time.
If you like this audio and want to support the site in a small or big way, please hit the PayPal donate button on the side of the Fakeologist.com webpage.
They know the coronavirus.
You can show your support for as little as $1.19 a month by subscription or one-time donation. Thank you for your support.
In my dreams, Fakeologist.com just supports, but it's worth acknowledging.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hi all, this is Gaia from Colombia. You're listening to Fakeologist Radio on fakeologist.com.
Well, Fakeologist, but that's Gaia. Hi.
Okay, guys.
I feel sad, you know, and for the
I got to answer my daughter, guys.
Go ahead, Casey.
I appreciate it.
You can come in.
Okay.
As you...
Okay.
Yeah, bye, Casey.
You.
Bye, Casey. Bye.
Bye guys.
Just,
nice
yeah,
to meet
and to your
Thank
daughter.
You.
Nice
your
to
time.
Chat. Thank you. Thank you for joining.
Bye, baby girl. Oh, bye. Sorry, guys. You can. She can't hear me.
You sound great. You sound great.
Okay, so I got to disconnect from Discord, don't I?
Yeah. Disconnect.
Thank you, guys. I'm sorry.
Don't stop apologizing. You're perfect.
All right. Okay. Ryaru?
You can come back in. Okay, stay strong. Casey's really...
Stay strong, Casey.
You guys too, be safe.
So, Bing, tell me more about yourself. Where are you? What's happening? So, do you have a family? How are your friends reacting?
Yeah, I've got a wife and two daughters, and actually my wife, right when this whole thing started, was the first one. I mean, we don't watch the news or anything, and she was the first one calling it a total hoax.
I love
your family.
Wife.
She, hey. I mean, in the, I don't know, I think she's been kind of skeptical of my views in the past, but honestly, she was the very first one when I wasn't even really, I was busy working and stuff, and she actually went on Fakeologist for maybe the first time, I don't know.
So. I love it, your wife.
she's feeling the same thing, like she feels bad for people who literally worrying themselves, they're worrying themselves sick, you know, to death.
Oh my God, yay!
Can you get her on the chat? We'd love to talk to Mrs.
Well,
Bing.
I can. Right now, I'm not near my house.
Tell her
but
to get her
you should make
life.
A deal with him, Bing. Bing, you should make a deal with him. You'll bring your wife if he brings his wife. Make a deal with Ab the Fakeologist.
No, I don't care about that. I don't care about that. I'm just trying
to
say.
Fakeologist.com. It's good to.
I'm just trying to say.
Here.
I'm trying to say, Fab, fabulous. All right, Fakeology. Good for you. Yay!
All right, you're my newest, biggest fan. I love you, Shallow. Rashika, you're the best. I like you. You're the best. Yeah, I'll get Mrs. Fakeologist on. She's getting close because she's so aggravated right now. I think she'll come on. And I was going to get Fakeologist on as well because she's having severe problems with other people because she's completely split down the middle between this corona hoax and corona real. She's really having a hell of a time. I really feel bad for her.
And even the people who we know who seem like they...
Oh, you broke up, Mr. Bing. Bing is...
Yeah, you sound warped.
5G.
Yeah, 5G no, that's how you were sounding. That's how you were sounding, Ab, like before.
I'm in
just
a bad
warped.
Area, too. I've had to log out 5 times.
I've noticed.
Too.
Oh, gosh.
I've got 5 bars of 4G right now. 5 bars of 4G.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to have to start exchanging numbers and emails with you guys.
Ima@fakeologist.com. Ima@fakeologist.com.
God, that was
join.
Just so shattered.
Ashika, actually, you have to join the website. You have to give me your email in a direct message, and I'll add you to the website, which adds you to the mailing list, which adds you to posting on fakeologist.com. I have to register everyone manually now because spam bots are so bad. I can't keep up with them, so it's easier to send me your email. Anyone who wants to be on fakeologist.com, in case the Discord goes for a dump, send me your email. And I
No, you know what? You know what, Ab? I was looking through what Ab likes, and you've got one of those things that, like, so this is the thing about my new YouTube channel. I set it up without using my mobile, and I was very, very impressed that...
What did I do?
When I... Oh, matey. When you, I told you a few hours ago, I was looking through your website and then I looked through the hyperlink, what I've liked.
Yeah.
And
what
one
I
of them,
liked,
and one of them was about starting up an email that's not connected to a mobile number. And I was like, fucking oh, this guy's a good cunt. Like, so I got to start that up. Because that's what my whole See a True channel is about, not linking everything up. My mobile to my phone, to my...
Everyone should have their own email server.
Yeah. So I'm still learning about IT and stuff. And it's so...
Not hard.
I know. But it's so interesting because that's what I'm in. I took videos of what I'm learning with Cisco Packet Tracer in like IT, cybersecurity.
Yeah.
I got a scholarship for it. It's bloody phenomenal.
Nice.
And yeah. And so I'm just saying, like, I was really impressed by your blog. So.
Darn. Well, keep reading it. Keep giving it some love there. I gotta, give me 5 minutes here. Just gotta step away. Someone else can start talking.
What I was saying before, by the way, hello Ash, nice to speak to you again. What I was saying before was hello Bing, good to have you on the server. Is this your first appearance on Fakeologist?
Hello JLB. Sorry, hello JLB. I like to hear your voice too. It's great. Hello.
It's always nice to speak to you, Ash. I've been watching all of your videos. I'm your biggest fan on YouTube and I've been watching everything. But I think Bing, this is his first appearance. Is that right?
It's a first in a year maybe or so. It's been a little while.
Oh, so you were here a year ago. Can I ask you what kept you away for a year? Are you just not much of a speaking kind of person?
Just busy with work and stuff.
Yeah, fair enough. Is it this coronavirus nonsense that has brought you back?
Yeah, pretty much.
It's insane, isn't it, brother? Can I ask you a question? Did you ever think it would get like this? Because let me tell you, I think the average person is a moron, and I think the masses are stupid. But even I did not think they could fall for something like this. So easily, so quickly. Even I, and I'm like the most cynical person I know, by far. Even I did not think it could happen like this. What say you?
No, I agree. If you'd have said 6 months ago what this was going to be, I would have probably just, you know, thought you were nuts and you know, a conspiracy candy type, you know, just doom and gloom, prepper type, you know.
Yeah. Can I tell you something, Bing? I feel a bit embarrassed, man, because... I see one of those people who's like, oh, come on, man, stop talking about martial law. They don't need to do that. They're not going to do that. Well, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
They've literally done that. Like, I'm in Malaysia right now. They've literally done that. So who has egg on their face? Me. Don't I? You know what I mean? And I admit it. I admit I was wrong. All right, I got it wrong. I didn't think they'd do it, but they did.
Mm-hmm. But how do you even go about explaining it.
Well, you can't. I'm on heaps of social media. In some of the accounts that I use, I pretty much pretend to be a normie so as to get along with people. And even just the most simple questions to people is enough to get banned from forums. Like, not even saying this is a hoax, not even saying this is being over-dramatized. Even just the simplest questions, I've been banned from a couple of different forums just for asking basic questions. It's like the masses are so in lockstep with the propaganda that anybody who doesn't completely go along with the programming is a heretic and has to be cast out as such. It's phenomenal. Right.
And you're it's almost like they view you as a danger because you don't believe the hype.
Yep. You're an apostate. You're a heretic.
Yeah.
100%. So do you have to wear a mask? Are you wearing a mask around town?
No. No? I don't.
Do you see people doing that?
They say that they're sold out of a mask. I've heard the rumor that the hospital can't get masks. This is a rumor, you know, that people have been saying that the hospital can't get masks and they need them because people have hoarded them. You know, probably no truth. I don't know. But it's one of those things that starts probably on Facebook or something like that. Somebody telling somebody something.
Well, I have to get going. I'll be back in about an hour. I have to get going for now. Can I ask you this before I go, though? What's your prediction? Where do you see this going? Do you have any idea in your head, like, in a week, 2 weeks, a month, 6 months? Do you have any idea of where this is heading?
I have no idea. Probably be back to normal in a week, and Corona will just be beer again, I guess.
I hope you're correct. Hopefully. I hope it's just a week. I hope so. But me personally, man, I see the media, I see the politicians like, people aren't following the rules. People aren't following the rules, right? Which is what they did in Malaysia. In Malaysia, they went, nothing was a problem. All of a sudden, guys, we have to lock down. Okay. Everyone's locking down. Oh, guys, you aren't locking down enough. We're going to have to call in the military. All of a sudden, the military's in. Today was the first time I saw someone enforcing it. It wasn't military. It was the police this time. But today, I went to get my usual two bottles of water, and it's like a 150 foot walk from the front of my condo to the convenience store. It's not very far. There's only one road, and it's not a road. It's like the car park of the condo, okay? Today was the first time that I've seen the heavies bothering somebody, and it was three police on their motorbikes bothering some dude in his car. And now, I wasn't there for the whole thing, but from what I could infer, it looked as though this guy had done nothing. These guys were just hassling him. Where are you going? Now, again, I don't know. In theory, it's possible he'd been on the freeway and he'd been speeding and they pulled him over into the condo car park, but that seems very unlikely. That's the best explanation I can come up with. It's not the obvious. The obvious is this is the heavies hassling some innocent dude. I'm like, holy shit, that's the first time I've seen that. That's the first time I've seen that. So, it's actually happening. So I'll be back in 1 hour, so maybe you guys will be here. If you're not, that's cool, but if you are, I'll speak with you. If you're not, Bing, good to speak to you. Good that you're on here on fakeologist.com. Fakeologist, man, you're doing great work. And
thank you, John.
I've been checking at your blog every day. Well, I am. That's true. But I think you're doing better work. Now, let me say, I think you're doing better work because your work is open to the public and you're updating your blog every day and you're providing this place for everybody to come and check it out. So you're doing great work. Everybody.
This is a recovery center. Coronavirus center, John.
Yeah. No, I saw
your
link too.
Thank you kindly, Ab, for your work. And thank you, John LeBron. Look, I haven't had enough money to subscribe to your channel yet, but look, I want to, and I...
You know, Ash, there's a way around that. Can I tell you there's a way around that? I give every special guest of my podcast a one-month free full membership, so maybe we can have you a special guest sometime. Ooh. So maybe we can find a wriggle room for you.
Can
I say something, Ab, of fakeologist.com? I was checking out Peace of Mindful today, and old mate Mark Dukarski left a link to your site, and you had posted something that I hadn't seen before. This, 737 Max grounding. I hadn't connected those dots, but you have. I looked further into it. Check this out. Do you know what date was the date that the... I'm going to do a Marcus Allen to him. Just ask a question where you won't know the answer. The date where the Chinese were the first to ground the 737s. It was last year. Can you guess the date? 311? Yeah, you wouldn't know it. Okay, good. Yeah, so the 311.
Yeah, the Boeings.
Yeah, Maxes, that's correct.
The 737 Maxes,
On 311.
That's it. I read your site, Ab. Don't doubt it.
Girl.
She does. She's telling the truth. Check this out. So 1 year later, Tom Hanks was a guy who set off the chain by saying on 311, I've got the coronavirus. Hey, now get this ab. I've been doing more research today. It goes even further than that. So if you're still here in 1 hour, I'll tell you all about it. But I've got to go. I've got stuff to do. And by stuff to do, I mean soju to purchase. So I'll be back in an hour, right? But Bing, good to speak to you. Ash, good to speak to you. Ab, keep doing good work, man. You're doing great work. Cheers, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, apparently it's on 311, and IPS has been saying this a lot, and IPS is streaming, by the way, on fakeologist.com/B as in Bravo/Radio 1 or Stream 1. I've got all his shows for a lot of his recent streaming, so if you're not downloading, go ahead and stream, fakeologist.com/B as in Bravo/Stream 1 or /Radio 1.
And is that in the live chat? Is that in the live chat? I'll go post a link.
Yeah, that's under system notes and pin.
That's right. I'll find a link. I'll find a link.
Yeah, it's somewhere on the site. Fakeologist.com has all the links. You just got to scroll around. But anyway, IPS was saying that 311 is the new 911. He's saying that all the time, which is fine. I agree with that. And he said it was on 311 and 33 minutes after noon. I don't know who or what he, I can't remember what happened, but he said maybe it declared it a pandemic, coronavirus, and that's why he gives 311 33 minutes. And this pandemic, or this plan, is sponsored by the number 33. Every single state, province, country has a headline somewhere that says 33 more, 3,300 more, 33,000 more. It could not, forget the numerology, just the repeating of the number 33 as hoax code every single hour. Is that not enough for people to say that they're making this shit up? I mean, come on, man.
I know, Ab, and I know. Jesus. And so this is the point, like, that I'm trying to demonstrate. It's like the conflation between the words gematria, Kabbalah, numerology. This is all conflation. What is conflation? It's the mixing of definitions. And that's the whole point. It's like we think that 33 is a Mason number. Nothing is a Mason number. They don't have proprietary over it. Nothing. Even the Freemasons, original Simulant, who then changed his name to Stimulant after, like, I made a joke about it 2 days ago.
Well, I actually name wrong a long time.
I know, and that's the joke. That's the joke that people with dyslexia, like, I don't even think I had dyslexia because I was a straight A.
I have a little bit.
Yeah, and so that's what I was trying to say. Like, I was chatting with Exoteric and like 10 other people this morning, and I was trying to say to them, like, one of the shamans, and this was the cunt, really good cunt, right? Mate, I know people don't understand that word, you know, that it's a good term. But he was saying to me, that's where I understood, I understood that there's something about Velicet's voice, right? There is something about a few people's voice on here. And when I said to Velicet, my mate, he is a shaman. He knows rhetoric. He knows cadence. He knows tone.
He's an audiophile.
Yeah. No. Don't make excuses for him. Why can't?
No, mate.
I even said, because I even posted on the public forum, I said to Original Stimulant, thank you for sending me a private voice message. Go put the private voice message on public. I said, why do you believe that someone is, you know, incompetent? Why do you and every other person in the world need to answer for him? Are you a Freemason, Ab?
I am not. I didn't even really know what Masonry was before.
All right. So that's what's so interesting. I find it so funny. Is he being playful? Is he like trying to flirt? Who knows?
I think he likes it. All right. I see with him soon.
Alrighty, look, I don't know. I don't know what a long.
Watch out.
I don't know what a long. I don't know what a Long Island iced tea is, but I think it's bloody funny.
I don't
know.
It's got alcohol. and all that vodka. Ash, you are a fun person. I like having you around. You're like a breath of fresh air around here with all these old sausages here. So it's great to have you around and bouncing around here. But let's get back to Corona time, if we could. Yeah, the 737 thing just sort of hit me. That obviously Corona time, Corona hoax. Oh, hold on.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
This is the Gulo. You're listening to Fakeologist Radio on fakeologist.com.
All right, Gulo, where are you? Where are you? Anyway, it just hit me that the 737 MAXs were grounded a year ago, and it was not exactly well explained. It said it was a software problem, and of course we had a couple plane crashes to reinforce that myth. But overall, it was a mystery. Why? So we all speculated based on the time why they were grounding all these brand new planes, latest technology. And I think now we had to wait all the way until late explanation, and that is that they didn't need the planes. It was excess inventory. They certainly didn't need them probably as much then, and they definitely don't need them now. All airlines are pretty much gross for the most part. And I think they made some deals, of course. And it's a lot easier to take the planes out for them to be parked. You have to stop the production lines in Seattle, the headquarters of Boeing or Everett, Washington, outside of Seattle. And all that was engineered. Boeing was given time to do all this, and obviously the airlines as well. And that is why, because today you definitely don't need most of planes at all in any fleet. And I believe more proof that this thing has been engineered for a long, long, long time. And none of this is necessary. And I'll say it again that this is a virus engineered event. Virus is the magical, mythical terror. And they've taken it and they've used it for many things. Mainly affecting people is the economic reset. At the force of a gun, they're using psychological warfare. Everyone fly and shut down because nobody wants to be the one seen spreading this mythical virus. So it's a pretty voluntary, pretty high compliance rate. I would say almost 100%. And for all those dissidents, like everyone here, all the domestic terrorists on this chat, I love that term, all us domestic terrorists here. So we're the only ones that aren't complying with the idea.
I find so interesting because when you look at, I know the numbers whole thing, but you listen to people like Zachary K. Hubbard, and it is so weird, the gematria between my name and
Ash,
Zachary.
I listened to him. Okay.
Listen to this, right? I mean, you don't have to. I'm sorry. Don't listen
it's
to me
right,
if
I'll
you
listen.
Don't want to. No, don't.
No, don't.
That's not right. I don't like that. Gosh, this is a distraction. Anyway, so what I'm trying to say is, like, you've listened to, so Zachary, I don't know who he is, right? But I've been on his platform, Free to Find Truth, and there is some amazing friends that I've made on there, on Free to Find Truth, this platform of his. And the fact that he says that he just goes out there, and talks to the staff at Microsoft, and I know doctors who work for the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, which is based in Seattle, like he says. And I was chatting with my neighbor who's an American native, and I was saying, you know, is there a relationship between the code, the phone code? Is it 618? Is it 60-something of Seattle and their Seattle Space Needle? She was like, it's always been called the Space Needle. And I was like tempted to post a photo of me at the Seattle Space Needle back a few years ago when I was just obviously a square. Like I was a square 5 months ago, 6 months ago. But it's just so interesting to listen to Zachary K. Hubbard or whatever, and it's like, my God, what is happening with the numbers? And he says that he's standing outside Microsoft telling the employees of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, sorry, I've conflated the terms, Microsoft, Melinda, I don't know.
The Gates Foundation.
Yeah, which is in, that's right, which is headquartered in Seattle.
And now
That's right. And why is there a Seattle Space Needle? Why does it have the same phone code as whatever the events that
are
happening
about
inside?
The area code?
Yeah, code
of the area, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, listen, you could spend your whole life cutting up numbers like Zachary Hubbard. It gets you nowhere. It's almost a rabbit hole that goes nowhere.
I don't mean anything to me.
No, or mate. Anybody else.
It may not mean anything to you, but mate, like, I've drawn the circle of life and I've said it repeatedly on the forum. It's like, I've just followed Genesis. I draw what God said in Genesis, and it's like, bloody oath. Everything makes sense.
I haven't read that book yet.
Yeah.
Well, you know, lots of stuff is modern around the Bible because there's a lot of Bible believers. So if I want to get your attention, Ash, I have to reference that particular piece of media.
No, you don't. Not for my attention. No, mate, but that's the point. Like, what I'm trying to say is that truth resonates with other truth seekers.
All right. Well, Zachary still thinks people are sacrificed instead of...
I don't know what he believes. I don't know what he believes.
I've heard him say it 1,000 times. He calls them ritual Illuminati sacrifices. I don't think people are getting sacrificed. I don't know. That's fearful. Well, I don't either.
I don't know.
My best guess. He says that all the time.
I don't know if he says that all the time. I think you would know that if I thought he was fearporn, I would not be even saying his name. Like, I think you know that I call out people. You know that. Like, I would not even be saying his name if it was fearporn. And I don't know.
I don't listen to him all the time. I can't too much. I can't go through gematria, all the millions of variations, cutting of numbers and adding them up and breaking them down and this code and that. It's enough. I get it. The guys that create these hoaxes use the same numbers as signature to their misdeeds. That's enough for me. I don't need to go any deeper. And 33 has been used so many times in this coronavirus hoax 2020 that if you didn't see it before, or, and you can't see it now, then you may poke out your eyes. You're not using your
Ash. You go.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's not wait, even about thing, the number 33. Hey. It's one third of the angels that were cast out. One third of the angels that were cast out. It's not even about anything demonic. It's just like, look at the literature.
I know, Bing.
Ashika, with your background, I just was curious. Do you actually believe that there like viruses in and of themselves are a real thing or?
No, and that's the amazing thing. Like, I've got to make a video on it because I used to teach blood viruses. Oh my God. Like, it's like, I feel so much guilt, like, including,
so
oh my God.
Everything that we saw in the cartoon I posted on fakeologist.com. Is that basically what you were?
Do
you remember that video I posted about a week ago,
yeah,
the cartoon video of viruses? That was pretty good by the Amoeba Girls, whoever they are.
I'm just going to start crying.
Fakeologist.com?
I did not. I'll have to go back.
I'll go find the link and put it in the live chat notes. That's all right. I'll go find the link.
That's where I put my best work.
I know. You are amazing. You are
Discord. If you put stuff in the Discord, it's all going to be flush. And I don't own Discord. If you got any link, put them on my blog. Put them in the comments on the blog. Get a username on fakeologist.com. Put anything critical over there so other people can find it. Now, Google is supposed to index my blog and stuff. I don't think they do. But somebody might. And somebody might find it 2 years later, and we're all in a different situation. And if Discord's flushed tomorrow, all those links flush with it. Log in today at fakeologist.com. by sending an email to Ima, I-M-A, at fakeologist.com. I will give you a log manual. You'll get an email, handshake, you'll be in. Bing, have you recorded a speak pipe bumper? I can't remember. Am I reaching? Am I transmitting? Everyone is weird. We have just Ash left. Bing is gone. All right. LeBron will be coming back eventually as well. We've had on this call. We've had Casey. Casey's very upset, very worried, very concerned. I don't blame him. This is unprecedented. Got thirds of the economy shut down in North America, and I guess the rest of the world. The next shock. We're getting new laws passed, and nobody here knows it's going to end. But it's very dramatic.
Hi, Ab. Sorry, I've been posting some links. That's on okay. The live audio. The live stream _ chat. So tell us more. What's happening in your corner of the world?
Did you put it in the live stream show notes?
No, I'm sorry.
And the chat. There's a lot of forums. I just created the coronavirus hoax.
I love it. I love it. Now. I was the first person good. To comment on it.
Okay, good. That.
Woo-hoo! Hard. phonetically. Virus. Novel. So, parentheses, read story time. Corona. New birth. To celebrate. Picture of a cupcake. Party time! Emoji.
Ash, someone. Did you see my post on St. Corona? Have you ever heard of St. Corona? I never heard.
Yeah. I've been. They say Corona's a thing.
She's the patroness of.
I know. Oh my god.
Geez whiz.
Oh my god.
Their mythology, huh?
They love it. I said to you, I've had an epiphany today. Look, I've realized the four letter name of the Hebrew God, and even like people like have just, they've put thumbs up, everything. I've said, I'm just like in real time explaining the epiphany I'm having. It's incredible. All the numbers. I just like.
Are you on any medication? Anything?
No.
You're
no. Should I be? No. So, oh my god, I had one of my YouTube friends asking like, oh my god, because I put that video up that I sent to you about watching the cars and like wondering about the four meter. You know, social distancing, and he's like, you should stop drinking the fluoride in the water. Why don't you understand my messages? It's not cryptic. And I'm like, oh my god. Yeah. That was my legs. And like, it was just like, cause when the woman, no, I was wearing sneakers, but like I had to put the camera on my feet because like a lady walked past and I was just talking to myself. I looked crazy recording a video while walking. Anyway, he was like, you still drink, I like, fluoride water. And I was like, oh my god, like, I was like, my god, you know, effing.
Hey, Ash, what do your brothers and sisters say about it? Talk to them about it?
See, that's the saddest thing about it, and being in a cult and being in a disadvantaged family. Like, my sister doesn't talk to me anymore. My brothers have a disability. It's just the saddest thing. Yeah.
What about your parents? Do you talk to them?
So only my dad. I chatted with Jess a bit before. It's just really disturbing.
Did you tell us how they hate me. Out of the cult? Because it's hard to get out of a cult. How did you get out?
Oh, it was brutal. No. Look, I think I trust you, Ab. So, I don't know if I do or not. But I've sent a few people on here the documentary and my old YouTube channel. I'll send it to you. It's just too hard to explain right now.
You did a documentary on it?
No, I did not. It was a friend's sister who actually worked for Yahoo Celebrity Channel or whatever.
So what's the documentary about?
I don't know. It was so weird. It was a bizarre time. I was growing up with this sound engineer. Oh no, it was brutal. Like, it was my pregnant best friend, like, you know, she was doing nursing, I was doing science, I was supposed to be a doctor, and like, you know, I chatted like last night as well about how it was so interesting about my Corona parody by Zed Dog MD, who I followed over a decade ago because I was looking at doing the USMLEs, and he was a medical student at the time in America, and I was like, oh my God. Yeah, it's just
a great song, but I found good at the moment. But if anyone finds a better one, let me know. Hey, by the way, we have Nye. I don't know who that is. Nye.
Yeah, hello. Hello, who are you? Who are you? Who are you? Where are you from?
My name's Naeem, and I'm from Rhode Island,
Rhode
United States.
Island.
How you guys hear me?
State of Rhode Island. I only know one city in Rhode Island. It's called Providence. Is there another, or is it?
That's pretty much the only city we got here.
Oh my goodness!
It's a pretty nice state.
Very nice.
No, not that I'm aware of. I don't think Rhode Island's locked down yet, but Massachusetts.
Are you a longtime listener, first time caller?
I've been listening for a couple months. I joined around like December, and I've been on one call with Original Simulant. But I'm a lurker. I usually keep up with current Fakeologist events. But I've been listening.
How do you know Original Simulant? Are you a Freemason?
Don't do
that. Please. I won't give out any information. But I just put in a general when I joined. I asked if anybody wanted to do like a book review, or like if anybody wanted to go over a certain Philip K. Dick book.
Okay.
Interesting.
Philip K. Dick.
Yeah. Exoteric has recommended him.
He's a super good author. He's a science fiction author.
Okay.
But he's very interesting because his last book is about him like faking, or his name being used to like publish other people's books, essentially. So he could be a fake person.
Well, all authors. All famous authors, there is no doubt in my mind. I think it's admitted. They have people that submit similar work to market under their name. It's a franchise. They have followers. For instance, if any one of you wanted to give Fakeologist an exclusive interview or exclusive story, you didn't want to use your name, I will publish Fakeologist.com. Take it as my own, and I'll take all the profits and use whatever. Yeah, you could do that.
Oh, I just wanted to say that a lot of the Philip K. Dick books, a lot of the stuff has come to be true. It's found him.
Name one
books,
thing.
Let me think. The basically like the whole police state, he kind of nailed where it's like what we're seeing now with just how like it's corporatized it is.
So could you give us a bit of background context? So like I said, I was in a cult. I wasn't allowed to watch movies, listen to secular music. So who is Philip K? Like, I've got him, like I said, I put everything people say.
Bring him up on the Wikipedia. Bring him up.
I know. No, on a running document. I can read it, Ab. You know I can read. I'm just trying to ask.
You can read, like, yeah, you're good.
So tell us more about Philip K. Dick.
So he was started writing like in the 50s, and his books really touch on like esoteric ideas.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist audio chat on Fakeologist.com.
I imagine that right now you're feeling a bit like Alice, tumbling down the rabbit hole.
So, Philip K. Dick has like certain books that are more, easier to explain, like The Man in the High Castle, which is an alternative history, essentially. Like, that one's pretty interesting as far as like history hoax. But he also writes about like
Sorry?
Drug abuse, history, like history being lied about.
Honestly, like 5 months ago, I would not have even questioned like 9/11. So, what do you mean, like history being lied about?
Well, just we can't really like trace sources back too far, and we is said to have happened while nobody was currently living. Does that answer your questions, or do you still have more?
No. I'm so interested to hear what you've got to say. I love listening to people.
Oh well, I mean, I haven't looked too much or done too much research into it, but I pretty much write history off now. Like, I don't trust it. A lot of it's just like anecdotal stories.
Is that related to like his, so H-I-S, like his story, oh my God. So on the first, like, you know, Fakeology podcast that I was on, I didn't even know what this website, this Discord thing is about. But like, so it was less than a month ago, I reckon. And it was like, and I just kept on saying to Ab, don't call me Miss. I'm not a bloody Miss. You're saying I'm a Miss. Miss used to be a term that was used towards males or female children. And look, I don't know everything, okay, but apparently, like, they used to, like, it's just, it's real horrible if you try and think about it. Like, the back skin of children is it, so they're kids, and it's like, well, that's why they call baby goats kid, because they then release the same chemicals. I don't know about adrenochrome and all of that, but I'm just saying, like, I find it so phenomenal. Like, the way the words are used, and I was just like, don't call me a miss, because I don't know if miss is like saying to a kid, male or female, back in the 1800s, early 1900s, you're being a bad kid. That boy is a miss. That girl is a miss. Someone's a miss. I don't know. It's just, I'm finding it really fascinating looking back on words.
Yeah, words, they definitely, they have meaning. For me, growing up, it was like, you were Miss if you weren't married, and Mrs. if you were married. Same with, like, well, Mr., it was just, doesn't matter.
Have you heard of it, though, as someone being a Miss? Someone being a Miss? Like, what's someone going AWOL? Someone being a Miss? Like, someone being not following protocol? Is that what Miss means?
I don't think so. It was never used in that.
I didn't. Yeah, yeah, so that's the interesting part. Interesting part. Like, a friend was saying to me, whose grandfather worked on the railways, that's what miss meant. And it was all males. Someone was a miss. It was all males.
Oh, I see. So, you think it might have, like, a negative connotation to it?
No, it's not negative or positive. It's that a miss means that they are absent.
Oh.
It's that they're compos mentis. They're not, their brain's not there. They need a representative.
That's interesting. The way, like, what I recently came across was mystery being used. Like, there's his story and then miss story. So it's like, you know, like men are always like that saying that they can never understand women because they're a mystery. And then when you look at the moon is a mystery too. And,
what do you know about the moon? Like, I honestly, like, I was just so cynical, especially from my cult, fundamentalist Christian scum. I just hated anything esoteric. I hated anything airy-fairy. I just loved science, just things logical, pragmatic, everything like that. And it's like, a few days ago, I just watched the stars, and they dance. They dance colors. You look at a star or whatever in the sky, I'm just going to start crying. Like, they just look at you and they change colors. It is so beautiful watching whatever these things are in the sky. What do you think about those concepts?
Basically, all we can actually know about them is that they're lights, they're lights in the sky. The moon, to me, like, I don't know, it kind of reflects. It's like the yin and yang, like sun and moon. It's like that helps me understand like the moon more. Like if you look at like, I think it's the yang, the dark part. It's like in the yin yang, it's like all black with like white, the white circle. And that's like literally, that's like the moon. But the thing that really, made me think about it was I saw the sun being like behind the clouds and it wasn't like heavy cloud cover. It was enough to where you could see just like the shape of the sun, and it looked like the exact same size as the moon. But it's pretty interesting. I think the sun and moon are just reflections of the nature of where we are. I'm interested to hear what Ab has to say about the sun and moon.
We got to sing to him. Hello. I got to like figure out. So I know a few Abba songs. I was trying to sing because I was like working like quite intensely with like a Swedish client. It's an Abba. Oh my God. Is that like a mirror of ABBA? I don't know. I don't know, Mr. Fakeologist. Anyway,
yeah, I'm not,
so
I'm
I was
not
like,
sure. So what do you, so like, what are your
thoughts? Think it was so fascinating, like what you were talking about. Because, I'm pretty sure I've lost any guide that I was seeing a few at the start of the year. It's just finished. Like I've just, I don't know. I'm just going to come across as crazy. It was a great guy, but his parents were doctors and he knows I was in the medical field. And I was like, bloody oath, like, I saw him because it was just his birthday last month. I was like, oh my God, whatever. But, it's so interesting because then another friend, like a shaman friend of mine was like, well, what's your moon sign? And I never thought about the moon because I just think it's all airy fairy bullshit. I'm sorry. But that's just what I think it is. It's like, I'm just very pragmatic. I'm science. That was my first degree and it was like, and now I'm doing IT and it's like, everything's just very, it's got to be logical for me. And it was so interesting looking like at his star sign and then just thinking about ideas of what my moon sign was. And it was like, bloody oath, like, my God, like, I don't know. Are there parts of us that, you know, are true in constellations? I don't know. I don't know. I don't like thinking that there are, but maybe there are.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. It does sound like some woo-woo nonsense, but I don't know. Like, once I started just accepting that I really didn't know any of the things that I thought I knew, like, that the moon was a rock in space or that space was even a thing. It helped to just see. And like the moon and the sun became a lot weirder to me once I stopped believing in like the science stuff.
So what do you mean that the moon is not in space? Is that what you said? Forgive me.
Yeah, I don't really
understand any of that. Like, what do you think? Like, I keep hearing people talk to me about flat earth and I don't know what to think.
Yeah, it's pretty, it's hard to really figure it out. The best, way to really get answers is to like either go to a mountain or try to get somewhere where you can prove that their math is wrong about like whether, about like the globe model or whatever. But, I'm sorry, what was your question again?
So like how did you like ascertain with all the information that was perhaps coming to you when you were first questioning things and concepts, like I'm getting a lot of information about is the world flat, is it a globe? Apparently some of the people that are chatting to me have their own podcast and it's like, well, how do I make sense of what is truth? And what concepts are truth? Like, what was it for you in regards to, like, whether the earth is flat or not?
For me, like, the first time I heard that, like, the earth was flat, like, I was just like, no, the earth is not flat. Like, I totally, like, bought into it. But once I started questioning, like, government and stuff, like, at first I got really into, like, QAnon for, like, a summer, and after that, like, I realized that, like, the whole, like, establishment was lying about a lot, and that's when I stumbled upon some, like, flat earth video, and I didn't like the cult behind it, but the thing, they weren't wrong about some things, like, really just, because once you, like, realize you can't prove that, but, like, scientists say about where we are, like,
And I understand that, like, I've published science papers, like, I know about the null hypothesis, I've, like, written about it, and on this forum, and that's what interests me. It's like, I want to know, like, so
I remember studying and teaching projectile motion, you know, like when you look at something, you know, oh, sorry, I just use my hands and I just forget that I'm not on video, but like,
it's all good.
Like you think of something like, I mean, this is what's so interesting. And like, I never realized how much of things were phallic, like just things like projectiles, like phallic. And so things like being shot up, I don't know. I think there's something to it. This whole idea of like, you know, oh God, I'm just using my fingers again. No imagery. Sorry. No. But I'm just trying to say that there's something that just didn't even make sense when I was teaching science classes. And it was like, it's this whole level of cognitive dissonance. And, you know, you're trying to teach even projectile motion. And it's like, well, how the hell am I teaching this when I'm not even accounting for the curvature of the globe?
Oh, wow. Yeah. It's the whole appeal to authority where since like the books say it, then like it must be true. Like I remember going along with it too, like with the, like, you know, that like famous video of them like zooming out in space, like it starts with like Earth and it'll be like times like certain exponent, like zooming out. And you just see like whole galaxies like streaming by, yet they seem like super close. Like, I remember seeing that video and it just didn't make sense at all. Yet since the teacher was saying it, I thought it had to be true. But there's certain things that we're not supposed to know. Like, I don't think we're supposed to really know the shape of where we are, because there's no like real way to figure it out. Like, even if we did get to the tallest mountain, like, we could only see so far. It still looks like our perception creates, it's like a sphere. So it looks like when you look out your window, it looks like you've got like a dome above you, because that's just human perspective.
What do you mean that we're not supposed to know?
Like, there's just certain things that like the way I look at it, like before like technology and the so-called capability to go into space to find out the real shape of the Earth, like nobody was really able to find that out. So, you know what I'm trying to say? Like, if we were to go back 200 years, like, there wouldn't
be,
like,
this is, like, nothing. When I got some money, I'm going to get a telescope, right? I'm going to watch the constellations. I'm going to just have a considerate approach and just consider whether the constellations and the references in the Bible and every other ancient text are actually references to time, but the zodiac are time references. And
yeah, the sky does. It is the only natural clock. Yeah.
And is it interesting? So I was listening to someone on Crow or whatever, and it's like, why are people so compliant to rewind their clock twice a year, unquestioning, for the purpose of daylight savings? Why? What are we doing? You know? And it's like, and so I posted a few photos on the chat, and it's like, well, do the phalanges, so in, when I was teaching and whatever in medical science and all that, do we have 28 phalanges on our fingers? When I thought the phalanges were just the, you know, the three, you know, four fingers, and then you've got your two, you know, jointed thumb. And it's like, well, wait a second. Is that Hebrew, whatever I posted, is that actually indicating that we've got 28 phalanges, that's 28 days in each month, and there are actually 13 constellations in the zodiac, not 12. And I'm just thinking, like, there possibly is there, has there been a manipulation of time, considering daylight savings and how willingly people are just able to accept the idea of reversing time for daylight savings or forwarding it?
Yeah, daylight savings is, at this point, like, it's literally, it happens because whoever's in control makes it happen, because everybody I talk to doesn't agree with it. And I've, like, a quick Google search and you find out that it was done so farmers could have more time during the day, which makes no sense, because, like, farmers aren't the only workers, A, and B, they could just wake up earlier,
which
is how probably people did it before daylight savings time. But so like the zodiac, what makes most sense to me is that it's like a way, it's like navigation. Like you can like track time with it. You can also.
If you want to encourage more audios like these, please go to Fakeologist.com and click the Patreon button under the Donate section. For $1.19 a month, you can call yourself a verified listener, and for $9.11 a month, a benefactor who will get a shout out every time Ab does a show. Thank you for your support.
Yeah, so the zodiac and the constellations basically represent aspects of nature, and like same with like the planets and time. Like they definitely have messed with time, but I don't think time is as like big of a deal. Like time is like represented by Saturn, and if like the way like the whatever condition we're in right now, Saturn is or time is affecting us in ways where it shouldn't necessarily. Like if we were like a higher thinking like species or race, at the like time wouldn't be a big deal to us, and the passing of time wouldn't affect us. Just like, because the passing of time doesn't really affect animals the same way it affects us. Like, you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, yeah. So I was like quoting, I don't know how long you've been listening for, from the Iliad, Homer, because like I've been, I don't know, I say rereading it, but it's probably like the first time I'm reading it properly. So I don't know if I'll be able to stick to it quick enough, but looking at, so Juno is the daughter of Saturn. Juno is Jupiter, and that's like the happy god. It represents Thursday.
Yep. It represents expansion to Jupiter.
Mm.
And Saturn's contraction.
And so do you think, so the Mercury apparently, all right. So look, I don't have a telescope. I'm unemployed at the moment, so I've got no money. I don't have a telescope. I haven't been able to verify this myself. Otherwise I would. I can do calculations at home and on my YouTube. I draw things. I do calculations. I just don't have money for a telescope now. So Mercury retrograde's apparently just finished. And then on the 24th, apparently, is the solstice. So do you know anything about those?
The 24th of June or like tomorrow?
No, this month.
Tomorrow
would
be
this month.
That would be the equinox.
That's right. And then what's interesting, I put up a video before about calculating the day from Tisha B'Av for like the Jewish New Year, which is apparently like in September. And then if you look at Revelations, and that's why when you look at constellations, it's so bizarre. Jesus, possibly his birthday was on the 11th of September, according to Revelations 9:11. Anyway, so what's interesting is that the days from that September date to the day that it was declared a pandemic was like 666, and it's so interesting. So what do you know about the equinox?
So the equinox, like the actual term just means equal night. It's when
and day, so it's the equal amount of like day time versus
So there's the vernal equinox, which is what we're about to have tomorrow, I guess. It's usually not the day that they say it happens. Oh, tomorrow's a new moon, so yeah, it does start tomorrow.
What does vernal mean?
Vernal, that just means spring. I'm not sure the technical. I could look it up right now.
I'm so interested.
Vernal or Venus, they're all it. It's it might mean life. It might mean life because spring is a birth. It's a birth. Spring is birth. May Day is usually beginning of many new years because it's beginning of life. Obviously, plants grow. Everything.
Hey, Ab.
Hello.
What do you think of the moon and the sun and the stars? Like, what's your opinion on that?
I like the sun when it comes out, which is rare around here, and the moon is fascinating as well. I have no idea what the hell's going on up there. I like Simon's Tycho's model. Try and explain my things, different parts in the sky. But other than that, I really have no idea what's going on with the sun, how far it is, the moon. Is it 3D? Is it 2D? Is it, what is it? Why can we see through it half the time? It's crazy. It's crazy that we do not know anything about it other than what NASA tells us. That's what's crazy.
I'm so curious. And so my cousin's name is like, that's why I was so interested, like, to figure out, like, what's your name? That's my cousin's name. What do you think about, about NIBM and my discussion about, like, the stars and all that? Because
because I had to mute because I was busy. I did not hear you guys. Are
all right. Yeah, yeah. I find it so.
Replay.
What does Re mean? Like, or, like, reenact? Re, you know, record?
Again.
I know. Repeat. Yeah. I know. What a joke, right? You know, record, you know. Oh, it's just bloody joke.
A lot of questions. Neam, have you done a bumper for the Fakeologist?
No, not yet. How do I do that?
Oh, okay. Well, let's see. Find the script in a pin.
I can help you with that, Ab, but I'm just trying to wonder, why did you say I asked a lot of questions? Also, I can put that up on the notes right now, the script.
Well, you were just firing a lot of questions. Yeah, you're asking. But I don't.
Funny. You guys are so funny.
I feel funny.
Ab, I think you're hilarious.
Is that like the other person asking if I was on amphetamines? It's like, no, man, I'm not.
I asked if you were on. I said, are you on?
Oh my god!
But you might be one of those people that does it.
Oh my god! All right. I'm gonna go look for the link. I'll put this thing on.
All right. Yeah, it is in the. Actually, on fakeologist.com, it's on the right side by the speak pipe button, and that would probably be the best way to do it, is just record bumper in speak pipe, and then I get an email with the file. That's the best way to do it, actually.
Gotcha.
That would be great. They used to make people do it in the live stream audio chat, but then it's hard to find
then you
a four-hour audio.
It.
Yeah, it's hard to find. I can never find it, because I'm listening to so many audios, I don't really listen. The audio chat that I'm on, because I already know what was said before. That's how we do it. So yeah, SpeakPipe, if you could put it in there. And anyone actually who would like to do a audio chat bumper, hear their voice for the minute the audio chats, you can.
Right on.
So Niam Corona, what do you have to say? What are your summarized thoughts, assessment Corona event we're having?
Crazy.
It's so big.
Yeah,
it's huge,
I can't get away from it. I've been I haven't really been spreading my fakeologist perspective to everybody, because some people just can't handle it. Like,
I think it's dangerous. Spread the word.
More just like annoying. It depends.
Antisocial.
To be honest, I started self-quarantining like 6 months ago, and I was ready to get back out into the world with the spring. But then this came. but no, I wasn't actually self-quarantining. I was just
being a hermit.
Yeah, hibernating for the winter.
Good idea.
Yeah, but who knows? It looks like things aren't going to go back to the way they were.
Why do you think they waited till 2020? They could have done this anytime. They've had a virus every 2 years.
See, I was thinking about that, because you played that Bill Gates clip yesterday. That was mind blowing. That, like, that's spot on. Maybe I'm thinking they didn't have the, like, those were failed attempts, maybe, like Ebola and Zika.
Oh.
And because it seemed like the reasons why those, like, they were able to stop those just seemed made up. And I'm sure they've been getting the pieces ready for this for a while. But it also seems like almost a last ditch effort. Maybe.
No, get the among I sort of keys, but this is going script, I think. where they pass the law in week two. This is not random at all. And everyone around the world is on the same.
Yeah.
There's a high level of plan.
It's crazy.
Amongst the intelligence of the world, because I keep going back to them. What other organization, year after year, politician after politician, election after election, intelligence agents, that infrastructure, doesn't change.
I think it's clear now, like what you're saying, that like everywhere, like everybody's synchronized at some level. Like you've got the same like fines and like police protocols that like Connecticut just like found out about. Like it's all across the board. I think now we're really going to see that the New World Order's already been here and that it's just been a little dormant.
Well, George H.W. Bush, his most famous in 1981, that Jeff C., Canadian YouTuber, his closing music, his mashup that he made, is absolutely fantastic. I didn't clip it, but if you listen to the last 5 minutes of any Jeff C. live stream, fantastic mashup of anyone and everyone he could think of saying world order.
Oh, yes.
And so, it seems that you just, man, bitches, God, and you know, it's been a long time since he said it, and no one else has really repeated it like he, Bushy. But, okay, he had to wait a few years. Man, is it ever, are they ever flexing their muscle right now?
Yeah, it's pretty wild, kind of thing.
What's happening in Rhode Island? Such a small state. It's hard to believe you have a governor, senator, small area.
Yeah, they pretty much followed suit with everywhere else around the same time, where they shut down the bars and the restaurants first. I'm like really close to Massachusetts and Connecticut, and the Massachusetts governor like lied, said that they weren't going to be shutting down Massachusetts, and today came out and said that they're going to be shutting down all non-essential. Yeah. So
like Walmart. Walmart's essential.
Oh yeah. But yeah, it's hard to even like I just want to look up like how long do I have until Rhode Island shuts down? How long till Mass shuts down? Like I wish they just had like.
Are you always
up.
because Rhode Island's so small? Are you always leaving the state and going to bigger cities in the neighboring states?
Yeah, I got family in Connecticut, so I go there a lot, and sometimes I go to Mass because the gas is cheaper there. But I like Rhode Island the most, probably. I like it. I like Providence a lot. But
I think that ding dong I watch on YouTube, Casey Neistat, sort of similar to your. I think he went to some beach house in Rhode Island as a vacation, and the guys obviously somebody gave it.
Oh wow!
And he filmed it with his drone.
Yeah, I started going out like into the woods at the end of February because it started to warm up a bit here, and I like now everybody's out there. Like everybody
what do you mean
went
in
out
the woods,
like to like a state park. There's like a nice reserve pretty close to where I live.
Yeah, and, what do you do there?
I hike and I meditate, try to ground myself. Sometimes
because here in Ontario, everyone has nothing to do, so they went to our parks. And then apparently those people were found to not practicing social distancing, so they closed all the parks.
Really?
I mean, God, I'm not kidding. In that area near to where I live, they closed all the parks. They said, they did what's called quarantine shaming, which I posted that on my blog, fakeologist.com. Quarantine shaming will be the new snitching where, oh, I saw you within 6 feet of him. I'm calling the quarantine police, which I don't even know. They don't even exist. It does exist in legislation. Maybe there'll be a big hiring quarantine. So if I see you giving a little too close to your girlfriend there, bang, you're going to jail.
That's insane. Like, I've had enough of people talking about social distancing. It's it makes it more annoying when you know that there is no virus.
Or what they call already in us and can't see them except with their fancy fake microscope.
Yep.
And which means it's subject to lots of jiggery pokery, fakery. Therefore, the perfect thing to make up stories about. Something you can't see. The boogeyman.
Yeah.
The monster under your bed. All in the same category.
And fakeologists are finding themselves in a strange situation because to the outsiders, to the people who think there's like global mayhem happening, like we appear to them that like basically we're willing to die to say that it's fake. That occurred to me the other day. Like I'm going to come across as that I'm willing to die to prove that I think it's fake. So I got to be careful about like who I disclose my
opinion
to.
I know. You have to self-censor. You have to self-quarantine.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I
know. I'm the same way. It's really a difficult pickle to be.
Yeah.
But that's why I come here. I know that you're not going to call the quarantine on me, are you?
I promise I won't.
But actually,
and that's what I wonder, why do you fear that, like that was the thing about me, like just writing down the channels of YouTube that I followed, like, it was like Max Egan, I know he's a shill now, but it was like, I was writing down the names of channels like less than 5 months ago, and I would just watch him on an incognito browser. Because I was that scared that if I created a YouTube account that was not connected to my mobile and I commented on videos, that I was going to get found by the whatever government authorities. And I just wonder, like, how much of this is, like, fear porn, that what people are going to be so scared that they can't even write a comment on a social media platform because they're going to then get hounded.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hello, this is Tom Dalper, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio at fakeologist.com.
You like to meet that guy.
They just come in so handy. They come in so handy. I agree.
You'd like Tom.
I don't know who he is, but...
No, you...
I mean, your voice was warping. Not you, sorry, the soundbite thing.
You would like him. You would like him, Tommy.
I think it's interesting. Like, why do we need to then get scared? Like, I just wonder now. It's like, bloody oath. I'm sorry to use the word bloody, if it's a curse word. But I just wonder, it's like, why do I now need to be scared about using, and I know a lot about internet, IoT, I know a lot about that. And it's like, well, who cares, right? It's just buying into the fear.
Yeah, I don't think.
But don't you think if you go out and tell everyone about the virus is fake?
I don't care. I say it when I like. Go to service people.
Don't you think that's going to end the conversation?
Right? No. So tell me about your experiences, Ab. When you've talked to people, have they been hostile?
Well, I've quarantined myself on that. I've actually a little self-censored. People coerce all. What I do is I give a bit of truth. If I don't get any feedback, stop, because I don't want to be a preacher. It'd be like me talking about really here about.
You're warping out a bit. You're warping out a bit, but I think what I'm hearing is that you're not proselytizing. You're not proselytizing, so you're not forcing your view upon other people. You're using discernment, you're ascertaining whether people are receptive to your message, and then you continue conversation.
Yes, yes, that's right. That's what I do.
I don't see any fear in that, though. That's what the Bible, if you believe in God, if you believe in whatever mystical ancient scripts, I mean, that's what it says to be. Like, doesn't it say in the Bible to be as wise as a serpent?
No, I think you're right. I think that's good advice. Not everyone can abide by that, though. But, yeah, that's true. Be true to yourself. Speak your truth. If people don't like it, then you probably don't want to be around them anyway.
And you can sense it anyway. Like, you wouldn't waste your time around people that were going to be nasty to you. Just like I was saying before about my own even family, my mother, like, it's like, or my sister in a cult still. It's like, you know when people just want to do you harm.
Yeah, you also have to, you have to consider the conditioning that other people have gone through and that their Overton window is going to be collapsed based on that. So you have to be considerate of what they're even able to comprehend or what state that could put them in if it causes cognitive dissonance, and kind of respect that you don't want to fuck up their world too. So it is like, you know, you do want to put out a litmus test sometimes to see if somebody wants to chat. But
do you want
to
elaborate on the Overton window? Because IPS keeps saying that too.
Yeah, that's just the exceptional range of discussion. So, you know, for example, like it's okay now to talk about pedophilia and stuff like this, like with elites. It's like that used to be a topic that was a fringe conspiracy topic, and now it's like a mainstream talking point with people. It's like the Overton window has expanded for social commentary on it.
Who's Overton?
What I find interesting about that is that someone like myself, like I wouldn't even like bring up that topic if I didn't feel that frequency in another person. Like I think feeling a fear that something is, whatever you want to name it, an Overton topic or just, you know, a cult topic or, you know, like in the, you know, this fundamentalist Christian cult that I was in, it was going to be a topic that would, you know, sow seeds of doubt in another person. I've been shunned by thousands of people, let me tell you. I find it fascinating. I honestly find it fascinating to like even bring up fear in the idea that you can't talk about a topic because it might stir emotions.
I hate that some people can't talk. I there's so many people that are triggered by so many things that I don't like people that can't talk about something, you know, even if it's prickly. And that's the beauty, of course, of this blog, talking with you guys. Everyone is pretty much open to most topics.
See, the thing is, I'll never change somebody's mind to start seeing things fake. And I don't know if I'd want to be responsible for causing somebody else to think that the virus is fake. Like, I know for myself that I don't accept it, but I don't want to be responsible for somebody else's actions based on them thinking it's fake. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's a foundation that you can, that needs to be in place before I think if the psyche can handle that. So there's like so much other information that would be more valuable to quote unquote wake people up about before you get to telling them that the hoax, you know, the coronavirus is a hoax. There's like plenty of other things that would be more beneficial and more useful to their minds in processing this stuff before they even approach that topic.
Hi, yeah. Will Lewis. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Ab. How are you doing?
I'm okay. We just had a bit of snow coming through here. I don't know if you're far enough north to get in snow.
Yeah, we got about an inch last night. Played out in the snow with my son for about 3 hours yesterday. We had a good time.
Oh, good.
Happy birthday distancing. To you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Will Lewis. Happy birthday to you.
It was your
you.
Birthday yesterday?
Oh, yeah, baby. 322. Just like the occult number.
Oh, God. God. Did you have it at the lodge?
Sorry, did you repeat that?
Skull and bones. Skull and bones, 322. How many bones do you have in your skin?
Okay, so you did send the snow. Thanks a lot. I got it. Well, you got Niam here from Providence, Rhode Island. Will Lewis is from Illinois.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you. Niam? Niam?
Naeem.
Naeem.
I think I'm going to change it, though. But that's not something to worry about right now. I think I'm just going to make it Neem.
Neem.
It'd be easier.
Yeah, whatever people decide my name is going to be on here, whatever it takes on, that's what I'm just going to be referred to as, because this is just a name that I use in type always, so it's not a real word. So however it's interpreted, on average, is probably what it most likely should be. Will-lose, Will-lose, I don't know, whatever.
Yeah.
Willis, I got Willis the other day from a drunk British guy. Hey, Willis, what are you saying over there, Willis?
Who are you talking about, Willis?
Sorry, who's that? Who was that? So do you mind me singing happy birthday, dear Willows? Happy birthday, dear you. Is that acceptable?
Oh, that's perfectly acceptable. Yeah, no, I appreciate it. That's nice. Thank you.
Aren't you supposed to sing happy birthday twice when you're washing your hands, or is that another song?
Oh, yeah. That's a good point. I never thought of that. That's so...
I don't know it. I'm not very cultured. What, is this a joke?
No, these are all the ideas that are floated around here. You're washing your hands, you know, one song or another, which standing there a long time at the sink, scrubbing away, but,
oh yeah,
it's
definitely
yeah.
Overkill. I always considered like the idea of like telling people how long to brush their teeth. And I always wondered if that had something to do with like the adequate amount of time to allow just that water and fluoride to hang out inside your gums to just get absorbed, you know?
Yeah. Who knows? It's crazy what's going on. So how's the lockdown there going in FEMA region? I think you're in FEMA region 5.
Oh, yeah, lockdowns, we're right on scale with other people. They're giving out so many damn waivers, though. So it's like anybody who can justify their business if they really want to put the effort in. So, like, my job's allowed to stay open because I work on the outside of, like, electrical and water. So they have to, in case there's an emergency and one of our guys needs to go out, we get to all stay here and work. And then the supply place for us and the supply place for them. And it's like the people that supply them food. My friend works at a giant warehouses. What do they call them? Distribution center. There it is. Yeah, he works for a warehouse distribution for electronics, and he had a meeting on Saturday that they gave him all the waivers for driving, but they were allowed to come to and from, but they can't use the waiver for anything else. And this is a guy who's like lightly awake of certain things, and he called me and told me about it. And he said, isn't that kind of similar to back in the day when they would send slaves to the supermarket and give them a note so that they had permission? Or not to the supermarket, down to the wherever, you know.
Well, yeah. Slave system is alive and well. Yeah, who is in the Ministry of Exemptions? Who gives out these
right,
things?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, you need a whole bureaucracy to give them out.
Well, yeah, and then you also have the situation with that where only large businesses can probably afford to pay the fee for the waiver, right, for the driving waiver for their employees. So then the smaller businesses can't really probably can afford to issue those. So can't even fish without a license.
Miles Mathis of milesmathis.com, whoever that is, he said if a small business, he would defy any of these orders about criminal laws. Said he would deal with it later down the line with all the tickets he might get and all the orders that are not codified in law, are not legal, deal with the...
So what do you guys think? Like, do you think this will, like, this is going to destroy the economic system we have? Because I just can't imagine everybody being handed $1,000 and businesses just being sent money. Like, I can't imagine that's going to be good for the dollar.
Well, that's if the economic system is the model that we're taught. Really what this seems to be to me is just it's like a re-propping up of a bubble, the last bubble that had happened, and they're trying to distribute, instead of it only going to the people at the top, they're trying to allow it to circulate all throughout. So they get the poorest people involved, and then they're going to throw out money to certain businesses that had to participate in it, and then the IMF throwing money at different countries, and the stock market gets like $1.5 trillion thrown to them. So it's like so what they did is publicly just threw trillions of dollars right in front of us instead of doing it on the back channels like they do in the past. You know, if like Apple is going to like show a loss for a year that's going to be detrimental to the public, I imagine that behind closed doors, they'll just like get a hold of somebody and say, hey, we need $200 million so that the economy doesn't sink right now. And they'll just do that. And then that'd be off the books. But
isn't it a massive devaluation of the money that's out there? That's what people don't even realize. So if you have $1 million and they put trillions in the economy, it really depends by whatever factor. Who knows what that is? You really know how much money is out there. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't agree more. I think, like, if it's the point really is, like, we don't actually understand the money model and the economy, what it really is, so... It would be fucked up if what you're taught in school is how it works. Yes, of course, it would be fucked up then. I just don't think that's how it works, though.
I don't think the people that are on the top know how it works.
Yeah, I think it's just a cock that regulates, like a algorithmic balancing sheet all the time, and every once in a while you got to get drastic.
That's a good explanation.
You think this is a war between the gangs at the top? Because I think there's not one king of the world. there are gangs that compete for this world and territory. I'm just wondering, I think this reset is just to shake up the network, the governors of this world. They're just fighting. So whoever was on top is likely going to get knocked out. Like a coup.
Yeah,
I don't think there's
possible.
All that much unity. I don't think there's perfect unity anywhere in any human organization. So whoever controls the world, whatever gangs, I think they're getting knocked. That's what I think.
Well, they believe in, social Darwinism in that aspect of evolution, where the survival of the fittest. So if you allow the people to compete, the cream rises to the top, brother. You know what I mean? But like, they give the people the opportunity to take advantage of it, and then they want to work with whoever comes out on top in the end, maybe.
Yeah, guys, no offense, but is Willu's very quiet for other people?
Yes, he is. He's muffled.
Let me switch mics. Hold on.
Hey, JLB.
Hi, Naeem. Naeem, I don't think we've spoken before. Nice to speak to you. Hello. Yeah. Welcome.
Thank you. I found this place because of you, and I like hearing you on here.
That's fantastic. Can I ask you, what's your opinion of fakeologist.com?
I'm glad I found it. I heard somebody say that once you find fakeologists, then you've gone as far as you can, and it seems to be a true statement.
Bro, this is the hub of fakeology discussion, as far as I'm concerned. So I'm glad that you're here. How did you find my channel in the first place?
On, I think it was a Crow777 Facebook group. Somebody linked the Salzburg Gold little summary you did with the Julius Caesar being admitted fake.
That is awesome, bro. Because Salzburg Gold, man, he's a young man. He's like a university student, and he's doing his own podcast now.
Yeah, so, I just featured on it, actually.
Oh, were you on episode 8, were you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sensational, because yeah, I haven't listened to episode 8 yet. I'm going to listen to that tomorrow when I do my exercise tomorrow.
Where's
so
the link to it?
Right on.
Somebody should is that on your site? Because I've never heard of it.
No, I'll drop it right now.
Oh, that's fantastic,
where is
man.
Podcast living?
Is it he has his own website, Ab. He has a website called SalzburgGold.com. And he's like a young, how do I put this to you? He's like an up-and-comer, yeah? And I'm telling you, dude, he's like 20 years old or something, like really young. And he is miles ahead of most people. On my side, on your side, anywhere, dude. He's like a prodigy or something. Big
yeah,
time.
He's a fakeologist prodigy?
Well, he's a fakeologist. Like, he knows about media fakery. But yeah. He goes beyond that. So he's doing this 1984 review series. He goes, like, chapter by chapter of the book. And he usually invites guests. And so apparently, because his latest chapter I just saw yesterday, chapter 8, I haven't had a chance to listen to it. Apparently, Naeem here is on it. So this is going to be fantastic. I can't wait.
Yeah, I think it came out pretty good. I edited it too, so.
Hey, John LeBron.
Did he get you to edit instead of him editing himself?
Well, I offered to because I'm a musician, so I know how to mix and stuff.
Oh, the cheeky bugger! He's already learned to get other people to do the hard work. I'm telling you, he's a prodigy. By the way, Willu's is here. I didn't mean to interrupt Willu's. Willu's, just give us a sound check. We'll see if you're coming through clear.
Testing, 1, 2.
Yeah, way better, man. Fantastic. Excellent.
I'm just going to be working and listening here, and I'll chime in periodically.
Hello, John LeBon.
Hello, Ash. You know, it's like 5 o'clock.
I know. You like to tell me how much of a naughty girl I am for being awake.
You're a naughty girl. Why are you still up so late?
I just want to know, are you a Freemason?
No, I'm not. I'm not. But I would tell you if I am. I don't think they're bad people. Some of my closest friends are Freemasons, and they've kind of hinted to me.
Is one of them Velocet, your new producer?
I don't think Velocet's a Freemason, but he might be. I never thought about it until you started asking him.
There is only one other person in the history of my fakeology that I've heard ask that question over and over again of any introduction.
Who was it?
Do you know who that is, John?
Off the top of my head,
no, Mr. Marcus Allen. He'd ask that all the time. Every single time he'd ask.
Would you be happy, Ab, if Marcus came back to fakeologist.com the way he's come back to Hoaxbusters Call? Would you be happy?
Of course. I've always said he's welcome. He makes up stories about me telling him not to come by. That is never once did I say go away.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
You don't have free will. You have the appearance of free will.
right.
What I would like to understand, Ab, is that you said there were, what, 40 people in this rotation. I've never heard my voice, and I'm listening to you religiously.
Well, first of all, if you just log on, leave the stream on 24/7 because it's always on. And you just the chances are in a 24-hour cycle, you'll probably hear it. Just leave the stream on. You know you can leave the stream on in the background.
I don't know how to do that.
Maybe you're upsetting the Freemasons, Ash, and you're getting out of rotation because you've upset the natural order of Freemasonry in here.
Ecologist.com/Bravo/
I love it. You're Freemason. All of this is Freemasonry.
Did you hear that?
Go again.
Ecologist.com/Bravo/Ash. Just click it
yeah,
on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll put a link. I'll put a link in the live chat.
And you will hear every bumper without on the 20 minutes. Every 20 minutes.
I love it. I love it. Like I told you, when I was listening to John LeBon on the live YouTube stream, like I told you, people said on the live chat that, so one of John LeBon's auditors, whatever they're called, was like the bok choy person was like, we love hearing the stories of how did you discover fakeology.com?
Yeah, well. Great question.
I think it's great. Everyone loves it.
Everyone. Almost everyone.
Everyone loves it. It must be good.
Appeal to consensus.
But Ash didn't answer the question. Why is she still awake at 5 o'clock in the morning, Sydney time?
She's been talking to Ab all night.
Has Ash been drinking the whiskey, speaking to Ab all night? That is an initiation into Fakeology. You are now one of us. One of us, one of us. Google gobble. Ash has been getting drunk, chatting with Ab all night, I think.
She told me she does not take stimulants.
Well, alcohol is a depressant, we all know that. Ab, you're not much of a drinker, which I respect about you, that's great, that's fantastic. So get this, Niam has found your site through my site, through Crow777 via Salzburg Gold. Isn't it wonderful how... It's like tentacles reaching out through the masses. You know what I mean? Don't you think?
Well, I did notice that I can track clicks on some of my pages. Site is getting many clicks from the Corona homepage. I noticed that quite a few people are clicking.
Do you get many clicks from johnlebon.com per month? I get some from you. I get about 30 to 50 clicks per month from fakeologist.com.
Well, you got at least 60. You got 16 today. And that's just
from
the main page where, that's just from the main page, I think, where I link to you as a third Corona comment.
Oh, I appreciate that. So we've got Niam here. Is he a newbie here at Fakeologist? Have you got Niam to give you a bumper? Has Niam done a Fakeologist bumper?
Well, he's gonna
You're listening to Fakeologist Radio at Fakeologist.com. No, hold on. Let me try this again. I'm Niam from wherever I'm from, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio at Fakeologist.com.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, I told him to do it on speak. Like, in these massive audio chats, it's really hard to find the bumper. So if he does it on SpeakPipe, I get an email with the file. And then
that'll
he
be
can
the,
do it.
I'll do that right after. Right after I
you can do it. You could hang up now and do it now.
I could.
Come back.
Alrighty. Maybe I'll do that.
Yeah, John, I don't get a lot of referrals from your site, according to my my stats page here. But I wonder if you noticed. In the old days, we were able to tell from our logging programs keywords from Google, but then Google did all that and made me log into their analytics site to see the keywords. And I don't like Google much, you know, but I went into Google Analytics yesterday and I tried to find the keywords. They buried it. It's really hard to find in their control panel. When I did finally find it, most of the keywords it said, it didn't know what they were. So I got absolutely no insight into how people are searching on Google to find Fakeologists.
Well, can I give you a very concise response? I think Google was our friend until recently, and now it is not. To cut a very long story short.
Yeah, but keywords were, I really enjoyed keywords people typed in, and now it's really very difficult.
Well, Well, how about, it might just be my connection, but I think you're breaking in and out. Will Lewis, is he cutting in and out, or is it just me?
2-2-1-2. 2-2-1-2.
That's better, yeah.
I didn't do anything.
Nah, you're still going in and out. You've been kind of doing it periodically throughout, so.
I'm wondering if this headset has been...
You know, I think Will Lewis and Niam, they're such nice dudes. They don't want to tell you if you're cutting in and out. I think it's being disrespectful, but it's not being disrespectful. It's being respectful to say to a person, listen,
I agree, we can't hear you
properly. That's actually the nice thing to do. But they're still new, they're green, they're fresh. They don't want to say anything that seems unfair. Yeah. But actually, the nicest thing you can do is say, hey, bro, we can't hear you. Leave the room and come back. It'll fix it.
It says here that the craft plant in Montreal is responding to a 35% surge in demand for macaroni and cheese. The Kraft dinner and peanut butter plants are currently running 24/7. Wow. Lockdown food. That's a great story, isn't it?
Is there any nutrition in mac and cheese? Like, is there anything in there that your body actually wants?
Kraft dinner, there is no cheese. There is no cheese. Okay, breaking news. And I may as well just say, Carol, Ontario schools where I live will not open on April. There you go, John. We just got an extension. Right.
Honestly, Ab, man, you know I love you. I'm your biggest fan in the whole wide world, but I think you're breaking up still, bro. You might have to disconnect and reconnect, bro.
Okay, I'm going to do that. I love you.
And while he's doing that, we'll lose. We lost Niam, which is a shame, but maybe he'll come back.
2-2-1-2, is that working?
That's better. Yep.
Okay, let me repeat. Breaking news.
Much better.
Ontario area where I live, Ontario schools will not reopen on April 6th. Now, we already know Quebec. Another province in Canada of the French. They've already said they won't open. So there you go. Now, will all those teachers get paid all this downtime? I guess so.
Well, they should. It's not their fault.
No, it's not their fault. The children a favor because websites like the Khan Academy on YouTube, free, by the way.
Have you ever done a single Khan Academy course? Have
never,
you ever done a
never,
single?
Never, never, yeah. never.
Have but you I'm ever done a Udemy right? course?
I never heard of it.
If I said to you, Ab, you are the best fakeologist in the world, as you should be, it is your domain, you could make money doing fakeology courses on Udemy, would you consider doing it? Would you consider putting together videos of you at home?
Sure.
Would you? Because I'm telling you right now, there's money in this, bro. There is.
Okay.
Yeah, I've taken Udemy class for like programming and stuff. It is.
You go.
I don't even know how do you spell it. I couldn't even spell it.
Like academy, but just a U in front of the demi.
Oh, Udemy, got it. Are you saying you're a dummy?
Yeah, you dummy. Oh shit, maybe.
Here's the problem with people like you, Babe. You don't realize that you've got a talent that people want more of, okay? And a lecture course is something that some people want. And you've got, how many years have you been doing this? 7 years? 8 years?
Yeah, well, they're probably going to shut me down.
Well, maybe they will, maybe they won't. But in the meantime, there are people who will pay you $20 for a 5-lecture series. Here is Fakeology. Lesson one, the first thing I learned. For you, it would be 9/11. Lesson two, the other fake events, Boston bombings, blah, blah, blah. Lesson three, it happens on the local level. They've got fake bus crashes of hockey players, right? Set up however you want. You can make money doing this. And it's like, man, because people put this idea in their head, if you make money, you're evil. People don't think of ideas to make money. But you know what? People want it. They love it. You see? And you could be at the front of this if you wanted to.
Breaking news, John. I'm going to rename the site coronahoax2020.com right here.
Have you checked if it's available? Someone's probably taken it.
No, I haven't. I'm just...
I tried to check, is coronavirus.com available? Someone took it. It's all been taken. All
corona
the good elements.
Yes. Corona hoax is gone. Corona fake.
For new listeners to fakeologist.com, this is Original Simulant coming to us from Florida. OS, good to have you here. How you doing?
Oh, good. I heard about... I was just listening in, and then I heard an opportunity for evil, and I wanted to chime in and see if I could sign up.
CoronaHoax2020.com is available.
Oh, yeah. And it's easy to remember. Rolls right off the tongue.
Actually, sorry. It should be CoronavirusHoax.com.
How about Amateur Corona Cam Girls? That one is probably going to get you a lot of hits. you know?
Well, I just finished registering is velasetamesa.com.
Well, you've got the right guest here to ask. Why don't you ask OS? OS, is velasetamesa? Inquiring minds want to know.
You know, not as far as I know.
Wait, coronavirushoax.com is registered. They parked that one, GoDaddy. How about coronavirushoax20.com? Got that one? I think that one. No, that's available. No. GoDaddy, it's parked. It's available, I think.
Hello, sorry, I just joined in. Holy shit. Sorry. I know I interrupted between original simulant and Elicit's conversation the other day. I was wondering why he asked you, original simulant, if he'd seen you at the lodge.
Because I think it was trying to be, I think you did it in the
merriment. Oh, damn, you're breaking up, original simulant. Can't hear you. I want to bring up one other website that was on the No Agenda show, and I need every one of you guys. It's called Trace Together. It's an app called Trace Together. This is where the technology's going. Has anyone heard of that? It's mandatory.
Yeah, I saw it on your website. We got to trace where our friends are infected.
No. You want to know how it works? It's actually pretty interesting technology. I don't know how it
explain it.
This is how it works. You install it on your smartphone, your monolith. You turn your Bluetooth on. It works Bluetooth. So the Bluetooth is, I don't exactly know how it works with Bluetooth because I know Bluetooth. I hate Bluetooth. Worst technology for connecting devices because it's so flaky. I have so many problems with Bluetooth. Anyway, if you walk by another phone that has Trace Together on and running on, it will generate it will register you guys walking by each other. So every phone has allegedly anonymous Trace Together identifier. So if I pass by Ashika's house, or actually if I pass by in her personal, which I would never, then my phone's ID would register on her phone's ID, and I guess it all goes into cloud. If I decide one day that I have a virus or I have something applicable that could just jump from me to her with us passing by the day without touching, it would notify everyone in the database that it connected to that you were within a distance of this carrier of whatever the hell I had. Now, isn't that the most deep state app you've ever heard? That is it's all anonymous.
Well, it's not anonymous. It's just, it doesn't have what's called your private information. It doesn't have what's called your personally identifiable information. I think that's what it's called. But that's a red herring too. It really does. It uses your SIM ID, I think, is how it works. Yeah. Because every phone subscriber has a SIM, what's called a SIM ID, and which is, yeah, you know, lovely.
That's registered.
And it,
that's
whenever our phones, what?
Are you driving original simulant again?
You went digital.
Yeah.
Try again.
Yeah. The voice is going warped. It's not you. You're not warped. It's the
sound. Yeah, he's in a weak signal.
So this is why I'm not trying to self-promote, but I'm trying to say that when you actually look at the legislation, and I put 3 videos up of me, and that was what John LeBron commented on, my videos about the telecommunications, the amendments to the act. It's called the IPO, so they're now doing the international production orders, and this is what's phenomenal, because like once you got the IPOs, I don't mean to laugh, but or be I don't know.
It's hard not to laugh.
Honestly, mate, like, honestly, like, you can watch my videos about the IPOs and the Australian legislation that's being passed, and it is so obvious. Like, I'm not some smart person, but it's like, I had someone link in the comments on this forum about acts, and I was like, bloody oath, I'm going to go look up the act, and within an hour, I was like,
put your YouTube link in the live stream show notes, would you? Put your YouTube link in the live stream show notes.
Yeah, yeah, I'm trying to say that. It's just, you look at this IPO act in Australia, and it's like, this is the obfuscation of any liability for domestic policies of any country once an IPO is issued. I mean, Australia has even, like, this is the constitute. This is everything. It's just, this is why anyone who's fearing 5G, anyone who's fearing what's coming ahead, you've got no idea, mate. Just go look at the legislation that's being passed, and it's like, bloody
yeah,
oath.
You have looked at the legislation, and I like that about you. That's really valuable. There's nobody, and I mean no news media broadcast.
Yeah, look, I don't know what other people are doing. I mean, I can't even comment on that or criticize that. I mean, this is scary for people. I mean, this is my first time. This is honestly my first time of being in a hoax virus. I honestly never questioned viruses.
It's my first time, too, being in a hoax virus.
Why is this so different? Like,
because it's bigger.
How long have you been doing? So, I was, what, 10? Because you bloody asked me how old I was. I don't like being... I tried to be anonymous. I'm so shit at being anonymous. I'm just too honest. So my birthday is 12th of September, 1991. So I was 10 years old. So in Australia, I woke up and 9/11...
I'm glad you didn't say it was September 11th.
No. So in Australia, it was September 12th.
Yeah.
That's the funny thing. How bizarre. And that's why I'm saying, like, I put up posts of, like, my first video of YouTube being taken down. It's so bizarre.
Can you drop
everything
a link
so
to
bizarre.
Your channel again in the live stream show notes, please?
Yeah, I will. But, I mean,
everyone back up her channel on your hard drive.
I hate thinking about numbers, relationships, and I think it's so airy fairy. Anything about. ABBA.
If you like this audio and want to support the site in a small or big way, please hit the PayPal donate button on the side of the Fakeologist.com webpage. You can show your support for as little as $1.19 a month by subscription or one-time donation. Thank you for your support.
All right, let me identify all the domestic terrorists that are in the voice chat tonight. We have Ashalu from Sydney, Australia. We have Farce Value, who's in Miami, Florida. John Lebon, Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. And we have Will Liu in Central Illinois, America. Welcome, domestic terrorists. And anyone listening on the Now Corona Virus Hoax 2020 News Network, CO something for short, and we're broadcasting live on the audio chat at fakeologist.com/B as in Bravo/radio2 or stream 2. And we have also Neum, he's from Rhode Island, which I think is the smallest state in the union. Am I right?
Correct.
Right.
Me an hour to get across.
1 hour to get across. It takes me an hour to get across Toronto, the city.
Am I coming in all right?
You're very quiet to me.
Yeah, and nobody's louder than Ashika. You just cut your mic sensitivity by 10%.
I'm not even using my headphones.
You should be able to do
it
in your
settings.
Do you sing opera?
No.
I don't think you need a microphone if you sang opera.
I want to try and think I can sing. Fast Value, where are you from?
I'm in the South Florida area.
Nice. That's where original stimulant is.
He's in Central Florida.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. Tautology. I'm sorry.
got the words wrong.
I highly
recommend.
At least according
to my Fakeologist tracking service.
I highly recommend looking at hashtag at Florida Man for some levity if you have the opportunity. It's a website dedicated to just posting all the headlines that begin with Florida Man does X. And it's a broad spectrum of crazy aberrant behavior. And I've amused myself for quite some time looking at Florida Man in the past.
Yeah, there's like there's laws regarding the release of personal information in so that the people in Florida have access to a lot of records and arrests. So that's kind of why that actually is a thing, because Florida is like the one place where you can have access right away to all this stuff. And so it gets discussed. So it kind of creates a stigma that Florida people are more crazy than others. But it's because people don't have access to everyone else's records like they do in Florida.
I just thought there was like media headlines on this Twitter or whatever that, you know, Florida man firebombs garage that impounded his car, hits his own vehicle. There you go. There's one. That's pretty good. I'll avoid the racier one. Florida man steals $33,000 worth of rare coins, cashes them in Coinstar machine for $29.30. That's pretty good. Anyway, it goes on and on. And yeah, I feel like I'm here by myself, so maybe I'll go ahead and log off.
No. Thank you, Pastor Ali. That was very interesting.
It's not all Corona all the time, I guess.
Very good. Very good. What else have you heard non-Corona?
My wife and I were talking about it last night. We're going to take a hiatus. I think it's just too much. Like, all right, let's take a break from the Corona. It's probably going to be here for a while. Probably not much we're going to be able to do to affect any sort of change where this is concerned. It's just like, I don't know. We're used to, this sort of thing in some ways because we have hurricanes, you know, that come through here fairly frequently. I mean, if not the actual hurricanes, if they don't hit every other year or 3 years or something, there's some sort of, you know, alert emergency. There's a hurricane on the way that takes a turn or dissipates or goes somewhere else or whatever. So we're always sort of in a semi state of preparedness anyway, since it's, you know, every year there's a possibility that you could lose your power for a couple of weeks. People might be kind of crazy. You won't be able to get gas. There's, you know, going to be crazy lines at the stores for food and all this stuff. So we're always in a situation where you have to be able to ride things out in comfort for a couple of weeks, at least if everything goes down, until all the craziness subsides and all the crowds kind of go back to normal and they start restoring the power. And it's taken up, I don't know, we were with power without for 12 days a few years back and 4 or 5 days the last time. And the stores don't come online for a while and gas pumps don't come online. So it's kind of like that, but the weather's beautiful and there's no wind and everybody's just inside. It's like, it's something. It's different. So we just said, hey, just not worry about this and talk about this for a little bit. We'll make ourselves crazy. And what we did notice about the hurricane before the prior one, my wife was watching the coverage a lot. I was kind of too busy battening down the hatches. But when I was watching, I was noticed that they fill the weather and news reports with all this sort of emotionally charged rhetoric, you know, catastrophic, devastating, the loss of life will be spectacular. And I'm just sort of the mind, I want to know where it is, how far off the coast it is, how fast it's moving this way, and what the wind speed is, maybe, what expected landfall. That's all I want to know. I don't save all of your provocative rhetoric. We don't need, and they play scary music during the weather broadcast. It's really bizarre, but if you watch that all day long, it really has this, like, extreme anxiety-provoking effect on you. So I think I haven't been watching the news here, the mainstream, but I'm pretty sure they're probably doing the same thing with the
And what's so interesting about that, so I remember, like, one of the subjects I took in, like, my university course or whatever, I was actually an elective about, like, I'm so interested in language. And it's like, you look at the mechanisms of rhetoric and it's like pathos, ethos, or logos. And pathos is like the emotional aspect. It's like getting people stirred up. It's like, oh, just get a response, you know, get them emotional, get them to respond. And this was like my, like, this shaman friend of mine, one of my new friends from my YouTube channel. And it was like, he asked me because I chatted with a bunch of guys on here a few days ago about going down the rabbit hole of, like, pedophilia and, you know, whether there really is satanic ritual abuse. And I was just saying, like, I was just viewing everything so dark. I mean, I used to be a scientist. I used to have, I mean, I, like, I, it's just so dark thinking about what has happened to even, like, Professor Dr. Sons who've, like, committed suicide. It's like, are these ritual satanic abuses? I don't know anymore. And I just gotten down this really dark path. I was going mad in January. And then I, like, just was like, stuff it. I'm going to create a new YouTube channel. I'm going to just not connect it to my mobile. I'm going to stop, like, just trying to look up and follow these YouTubers from this book where I write the names of YouTubers that I follow and just try and interact with people because I'm going mad. None of my friends were interacting with me. And I just was like, oh, my God, like, I was going mad just not having anyone to bounce ideas from. And I just, it just kind of got me thinking, like, is all this just fear porn? All this fear porn making me go crazy?
Well, I think there's a fair amount of, a lot of times it's fairly easy to connect the dots. I read a few blogs, a lot of economic blogs and stuff, and there's, I've come to where I can recognize the headlines from certain people that have that sort of, you know, hyperbolic type of catastrophic and this or that. And a lot of them are selling like prepper advice, you know, so they have their seeds.
I get what you mean. So it's like the slippery slope. That's the logical fallacy of like the slippery slope, all or nothing. You know, you either believe this and it's just like, this is the doom and gloom and this is what they're doing, the abuse, and it's just, you know, if you don't want to believe it, this is what you are, you know, you're disgusting, you're not defending it like us. And
well, I think I first started looking at the 2008 and 9 economic crash, and I had a little familiarity with the 9/11 prior. I'd kind of read David Icke's book, and there was some, I had a little suspicion about some of this stuff, and I hadn't delved too deep into it, but there was a point where, after the economic crash, I started imagining all these doomsday scenarios taking place and the whole the gun grabbing and the martial law. And I mean, we're kind of experiencing that now. So maybe it's a late arrival. And then after 9/11, people were all panicking about terrorism. And there was a lot of, there was kind of martial law too. I mean, I had to go through military checkpoints to get to my job and stuff with, you know, National Guard or whatever with automatic weapons. And because I worked, at the time I had to go into the port where the ships were. And then, you know, all the airports, I imagine, and stuff were under some kind of military stuff. And so it was kind of a little bit alarming at that time. And the thing sort of returned to normal. And after 2008, there was a lot of ramping up of all that fear of whatever the dystopian takeover of the world. And then it kind of went back to normal. And then we have this. And I think what's going on most every time, it's usually a big bluff, of course, but then it does change things to a degree. And like 9/11, we take off our shoes or whatever to get on a plane. And there's the shooting hoaxes, we lose our ability to communicate over YouTube and Facebook and whatnot. Yes.
I think it's more difficult for like someone who was 10. So my birthday, 12th September, 2001, 12th September in Australia, that's the day that 9/11 was propagated to Australia, the Southern Hemisphere, because we're one day ahead. So it's so difficult for me to understand, like, what people say when they try and I've spoken to Ab about this. It's like, Ab's like so curious. It's like, well, how does it, like, what did you think about 9/11? And I just say, look, I saw a few videos the last few months, and it's like, I can realize it's fake. I don't need to go do heavy digging. I find it fascinating. I honestly do. I was at LaGuardia Airport in 2013. I was eating a peach in the X-ray machines. Like, it was so funny. I've got brown skin, but I honestly, like, I can seem so blonde and dumb, and I was eating a peach in the X-ray machine, and the guard at LaGuardia was like, don't worry, you're fine. And so afterwards, they're like, why did you eat the peach when you were going through the X-ray machine?
What was the point of that?
Bizarre. That's 2013.
Is there any proof that those machines are actually bad for us? Or is that fake, too? I haven't looked into it yet.
I don't walk through them as a matter of principle, and I have no idea. I upgraded my status to get the pre-check for a little tax that charges for that. I'm kind of thinking that after this is all over, things will kind of wind down, and they'll probably insist that maybe they'll start with the pre-check people or something, insist that we get a vaccine. Get travel status. Maybe it'll be everybody that wants to travel. You know, there's something coming down the pike that's going to be a little bit more of the nonsense and loss of life in the way we used to know it. But I'm kind of a bit optimistic about it achieving some level of normalcy here before too very long, but I have no idea when that might be.
Can I ask you a question, Fast Value? I don't know if you're a traveler, but if the new rule was, hypothetically, that to be allowed to travel to other countries, you had to have the vaccination, hypothetically, would you get the vaccination to travel? Would you say, you know what, stuff it, I'll just stay in my country then. I'm not going to follow your rules and get a vaccination to travel, hypothetically.
Yeah, that's kind of a tough one, you know. I don't really, I mean, it might not be other countries. It might just be here. And it might be everywhere. If I want to travel to a couple of states away to see my family or something, that they might insist on it. And to be honest, I don't really know. I'm very, you know, we hear all that, and it could be fear porn, whatever, about the, you know, population calling thing. And I'm just very, or not even, it doesn't even have to be nefarious, because there's so many accidents and so many, whatever, people that have adverse reactions to these pharmaceuticals to begin with, just as a matter of course, on a normal day, thousands of people are killed by these things. So I try to avoid it at all costs, just as a general rule. So the idea that this would be mandatory, yeah, that's a little bit, or maybe not mandatory, but yeah, as a, you make the choice. Well, I'm going to take this potentially harmful, if not fatal, thing so I can fly to see my family or whatever. It's a tough decision, and I don't know how to answer that right now.
That's a very good answer. Like, you're saying that you don't know. I'm the same, man. I don't know. Like, I love traveling. I've been traveling for over a year now throughout Asia. I want to go and see South America, Eastern Europe, North America too. I'd love to go to California. I've got several supporters on my site who are in California. I'd love to go there. So I've got lots of traveling I want to do, but if I say, well, you have to get the corona vaccination to travel, part of me says, well, I would never do that. I would never do that. Part of me says, well, okay, but do I want to rule out all of these plans that I had, you know, on principle? It is a tough decision, isn't it? It's a tough thing. You can't say, oh, well, I would never do it. Well, I can't say that because, you know what? I still want to go and travel. So if this is the price you have to pay, Well, then you have to make decisions, don't you?
We have pets that we've vaccinated. I had a dog that I lost a couple of years ago. They lived to be almost 19 years old. Very healthy up until the last year or so of his life, and just suffered from being worn out more than anything. And there was nothing that I could ever tell that he had an adverse reaction to the vaccines that were given him by the vet. I hadn't thought about it. I had some when I was an infant, I guess, and maybe a little bit later. And I'm probably in the upper strata of health for people that are my age. So
how old are you, Pastor?
Oh, I'll be 60 here in a few months.
Can I tell you something? Your voice is fantastic. You would be a terrific podcaster. It's a shame that we don't hear more from you.
I'm a musician, and I have a kind of a studio mic set up, so I have a really high quality mic that I'm using right now. That helps a lot, I'm sure.
Well, you're being humble, but I'm sure it's not just your mic. I think you have a naturally beautiful voice. So it's great to have you at fakeologist.com. You would be a terrific podcaster, I think.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what I could add to the discussion, because a lot of you and Ab and people are out there doing
it. We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
You're listening to Fakeologist Radio on fakeologist.com.
That's Napoleon Wilson. He's another person with a beautiful voice. Some men are blessed with beautiful voices. Napoleon's one of them, and you, Fast Failure, you're another one of these people who are just blessed with a beautiful voice. And it's a gift, don't you think? You've been gifted from the cosmos with a beautiful voice. What say you?
Well, I'll say thanks. I've never really thought about it before. That's pretty flattering, John. Yeah, man.
And you've been more active the last week or so because of this coronavirus. Has this brought you out of the woodwork? Like, this has made you want to come and speak more because of this madness that we're seeing?
I've done it from time to time. I had another one of the things that we've gone through down here is a flood, and I had some of my equipment damaged and with the flood, and things were disassembled for a while, and I was busy working, didn't have time, and technical issues, and so I kind of got things back together and just happened to click on the Discord one day and saw it was really active. There were a lot of people in the live stream, so I just logged in, and then Ab sort of saw me checking in and asked me to report, I guess. So yeah, of course, now this is kind of a big deal. Obviously, we're all sort of trying to puzzle this out, and so the whole population calling could be this big fear porn exercise, and it could be just about money. If they can jab X number of millions of people, and they can, maybe they have to die. I mean, on the one hand, it seems like, why do they actually have to do it? Why can't they just take the money and just throw this stuff out? And like, what's the real difference? But maybe there's some sort of perception of propriety that they have to go through to show that they're actually doing something in there, because it'll probably, I don't know. They'll insist that we pay for it, or it'll, who knows?
Can I ask you a question? Sorry to interrupt you. Can I ask you a question? What's your opinion on universal basic income, this idea that the government gives everybody a very small amount of money, but a living amount? So everybody in the country gets enough to live, not enough to live a good, like a great life, but enough to pay for rent and pay for food. This is the universal basic income idea. What's your position on UBI?
Well, I mean, it's, you have to remember that the government doesn't actually have any money. That's a problem. So it's going to be extracted from people that are producing goods and services, number one. And the other problem would be the sense of dependence, and anybody signs up for the, there's no real freedom in accepting a universal basic income, because you're going to be dependent on the person that provides it to you. So, and then I think I'm old enough to be from that, probably an age group that would just have looked at that as the most errant nonsense imaginable if it would have been presented when I was, say, 40 years ago, when I was 20 years old, if somebody would have. But we heard plenty about it over here in the campaign from the Yang guy, whoever, that was proposing it. And it's kind of interesting that now, I think that wasn't a very popular part of his campaign platform, but all of a sudden it's taken seriously, I guess, as some sort of solution. And of course, in the business bailouts and the banking bailouts, and I'm just, I'm totally apolitical. I describe myself as an anarchist. I don't see the legitimacy of a government, period. So I'm opposed to all of this type of thing. So, but they may get it done.
So the reason I'm asking this is because I believe what we're seeing right now is the transition to UBI, and I don't see this as a necessarily bad thing if the government gives everybody all this money. I don't see it as a bad thing inherently. Now, the transition from 3 months ago to UBI, what they're using, the lies about the virus and shutting down business, I don't like the transition. But if the end result is UBI, I don't see that as evil. Do you get where I'm coming from with it?
Well, I mean, the question has to be, where does it come from? Like, there's one segment of the population that's going to be producing goods and services, and then another segment that's going to be using them, and they're not actually providing any reciprocal value for that. So that equation is a problem for me, just on a logical level.
Okay, so what I'm suggesting to you is, okay, so my basic idea, like in a nutshell, is I think like right now as we speak, the world is moving to government gives people money. And it's happening right now in the US. The government is giving people these checks of money. In my country, Australia, basically everyone's being told, if you lose your job, don't worry about it. The government's going to give you $500 a week. In our money, that's not a lot, but it's enough. It is enough to live a life. I think they are implementing UBI right now under the guise of coronavirus. Is this what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
So I don't like the lie, but if the end result is everybody gets money, because money's make-believe, we all know this, it's all fake. So if the government is now saying, right, if you lose your job, you get enough money to pay for your rent and food, I don't like the lie, but I don't dislike the end result, fast value. Do you get what I'm trying to say to you?
I understand that that may be appealing to, you know, someone that is okay with subsistence living and not having any sort of and I'm not judging that. I'm saying we're definitely geared toward being consumers and from the time we're, you know, probably able to perceive anything. So there is a balance probably, but at the same time, there is the problem, as I see it, of whether money is make-believe, and we know that they can add digits to their accounts at the click of a button. So in that respect, it is. But it has to be translated into goods and services, and somebody has to be providing those goods and services. So ultimately, the burden is going to be shifted to the people that are actually doing the things to provide the goods and services to the people that are taking them. And I disagree with that in principle.
And those people providing those goods and services, they're not losing their jobs. The people right now losing their jobs are the casual workers who, with the greatest of respect, probably aren't that important to the running of the world. So those people are being, basically, let me cut to the chase. I think the people, not all people, some people with good jobs who've built businesses are losing jobs right now. It sucks, man. I feel for these people. But for the most part, the people right now losing their jobs are people who are working jobs that are not necessary. They're fat jobs. They're make work jobs, yeah? So those jobs are being trimmed. This is what it seems like to me. These jobs are being trimmed out, and those people are being told, we'll give you money anyway. And honestly,
which is
a bad thing.
Which is impossible not to do. You know, you can't. You're going to have to give them money. I think money is. I think the money is the solution to every problem, almost every problem, personally. But you have to give these people money.
Can I say? I'm glad that you're here. Do you understand what I'm trying to convey? This idea that I'm not glad that people are losing their jobs. It sucks, and I definitely don't like that people who've built businesses are losing their businesses. That is the worst thing, okay? I'm not supporting that. However, the end result, will, I think, might be that more people just get given money to just live their life. I don't see that as a bad thing.
I don't see it as a bad thing either. I think it's okay, so I don't want to say I don't see the corona thing. Just like you said, the lie I don't like. I don't like people losing anything and having to give it, you know, for some fucking... No, I don't either. I know no one does. But the reality is that, yeah, like, well, it's not just the fast food workers, though. I mean, the...
In the United States, 78%
of workers in the United States are paycheck to paycheck. So being out of work is tough, you know. But we see that they're doing, supposedly going to take measures to, you know, to soften that. But $500 a week isn't a lot, but it also doesn't mean that that's what all you can make. It doesn't mean that, like, if you look at what they're talking about now, they're saying that, like, if you make in certain bracket, right, you'll get a certain amount of money, and then you can still earn more. So you said, what'd you say, $500 a week is $25,000 a year.
Where does this money come from?
They print it on the computer. It's all pretend.
It's all make-believe, bro. It's all make-believe.
My problem with it is that they should give everyone $10 million is my solution. They don't want to do that. They don't want to make everyone rich. But money
is only useful as long as it can be converted into goods and services. And there has to be somebody out there that's providing their labor and resources to produce the goods and services that the money, imaginary or otherwise, is going to be used to acquire. So in the simplest terms, I would look at it this way. There's two ways to acquire anything. You can trade or you can steal. And anything political is involved in the latter. It's just that simple to me. And everything else is...
Well, you can just buy... The people who lose their job aren't going to have anything to freaking produce anyway.
What you're describing is like Thomas Sowell basic free market.
That's the logical and rational way. But that's also if that's the way it functions, does it actually function that way? In principle, it works both ways. It's for, you know, you can go backwards and forwards, and it coheres in either way. When you start talking about a government intervening and directing where the money goes through use of force of violence, then you're in a whole different equation. And that's what we're looking at now. We're not looking at a natural phenomenon. We're looking at a government mandated shutdown of all these services and goods. That's why people are losing their jobs. Because of the government shutdown.
Right.
It's not, it didn't just happen organically. No. So yeah, I disagree.
But nothing happens organically.
Totally.
Nothing happens organically. But what is it now? You either steal it or you trade for it. That's how you get what?
Yeah, that's the only two ways you can acquire anything.
You give it to somebody.
Well, then that's trading goodwill. You could look at it that way.
Oh, for fuck's sake. It's just a definitions game. You know?
You give something to somebody out of, if you're going to be a benefactor, they probably did something to earn it from you in some way. Even if they had a look on your face, their face you thought was cute and you don't know them, they're still a trade. They're not stealing it. But really, that's the only way. You can trade or steal. Everything else is window dressing. You can rationalize it however you like.
Do you have to be participating in a trade, or can you be like unconsciously trading? Because I don't, you know, trade. If I give someone something, it's not any kind of freaking, psychologized nonsense. You know,
you're working for someone for a paycheck. You're trading your labor for the money you get. Yeah, that's trading. But the government steals, so that's different. And that's, you know, I don't see it any other way. I mean, you can rationalize it, and that's what academia and media and government and everything is devoted to, this psychological apparatus to put the veneer of good PR on this system. But in reality, that's what it is. Beyond, you know, under every pile of paper that has a law, there's a gun. And, I mean, I don't know. We should all know that by now.
Yeah.
Would you describe yourself as an anarcho-capitalist?
I'd have to look up the definition of that. Should I take time right now to do that? It sounds like a long word.
No, it's just, you said you were an anarchist, and you promote a lot of free trade market capitalist ideas. So I just was wondering if that's the type of literature that you consume, or if this is what, I was just curious.
A theory of society without the state, in which the market provides all public goods and services, such as law and order, including law. Well, you know, are you familiar with the Obama video where he said that the state.
Guys, I hate to interrupt. I need to be getting on, but I might come back. Good. I might be back here later, but nice to talk to Effie and Blues. Maybe I'll speak to you soon, but if not, best wishes. This is an amazing time to be alive, and hopefully you're enjoying it as I am. All right, cheers, guys.
Yeah.
Have a good one, John.
Yeah, I noticed somebody else left. I don't know if anybody's left here. But, yeah, I mean, no, I just don't. I don't. I think in the aggregate, from my experience, any involvement I've ever had with any state entity is involved with me turning over some part of my property or whatever to them. I don't see that. I mean, obviously there are some benefits, but in the cost of the overhead for what we pay in terms of what we get is so dramatically higher than it would be without that apparatus that I just see no need for it.
Yeah, I don't think anyone would disagree with that, I think, though. But there's a difference between discussing like an ideal reality versus dealing with what the reality of it is. So although it's easy to pick and choose what it should be, you know, that's kind of talking, it's kind of like fantasy to even consider it as a possibility, right?
Well, the way I look at it is that since I've been involved in the fakeology community, I've come to be aware of the enormous amount of effort and perception management that the powers that be use to drive the creation of the reality that they want people to live in. So it seems to me like that is very important to them. So I think it's not unrealistic to assume that if you were to somehow end at it, because they're so much better at it than the anarchists, per se, or anarcho-capitalists, whatever, they're so much better about creating reality in the minds of people that we're failing spectacularly. But you know, doing whatever can be done to counter that message and expose what's underneath the veneer of legitimacy that they're putting out there, I think is useful. However small the communities might be, you know, somebody may stumble, because it's all about mind control. And so if there were to be, and I have heard, you know, Tipping Point, Malcolm Gladwell, whoever these people that say that it's only a small percentage of people that need to change their outlook or behavior or whatever to move the rest. So there's always the chance. And you know, they do a lot of, there's a lot of effort put into shutting down the opposing viewpoint. So from my perspective, it's very important for them to make sure that the opposing viewpoint doesn't get any traction.
Yeah, no, that's a fair point. You're saying that clearly it matters, or they wouldn't be putting in so much effort, right?
Yeah, why would they, you know, look at some little YouTube channel? I enjoyed what you had to say on the Hoaxbusters call where I heard you on, by the way. You were part of that, right?
Maybe not Hoaxbusters call, but something on one of these maybe. Yeah, not Hoaxbusters call.
Maybe I was listening to one of these and I'm confused. But yeah, even like, you know, Chris Kendall or whatever. I don't know if you're familiar with Chris.
Yeah, I enjoy Chris. I've enjoyed Chris for years.
And yeah, I mean, it's just a small channel with a few, you know, users, and, you know, they're shutting him down, and little channel. I mean, that's important to them. You can look at that and say, yeah, they don't want any contrary information out there. So they're putting effort into dispelling whatever type of alternative messages that are out there. And so just by deduction or whatever, you can say, well, if it's that important to them that this not get out there, it should be as important to us that it does, because okay. I'm not in agreement with what they're doing.
Okay, so no, I don't disagree, but I think I look at it more as like a three-legged dog, where what we're kind of discussing is growing out that fourth leg of the dog, which is unrealistic, but that doesn't mean that despair has to be the answer. Because it's like a spiritual battle where you can then learn to utilize the love of that dog or interact with that dog just as fine as it is with three legs. And that's kind of like this whole situation. Does that make sense what I'm saying?
I'm a little bit lost on the dog metaphor. What are you describing?
Yeah. So I'm saying fixing something that is, incapable of being fixed, but that doesn't mean that you can't interact on a different level of it. So I, in like an awakening or something like this, like a mass awakening or something like that, I would put more value on some people working on their self and raising their consciousness and how to interact than trying to fix the government, trying to fix the dog. The growing a fourth leg is the dog would be the government, I guess.
Well, ultimately, that's all you can really do is, you know, work on yourself and fix yourself. And I think, yeah, I probably spent too much time early on being emotionally invested in this sort of anti-type stance. I didn't figure it out for quite a while.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
What more do you want tacked onto this? 9/11 was an inside job?
Was it?
Who cares? Global acts of terrorism happen every day.
Couldn't agree more.
But yeah, when I first got exposed to this contrary idea, I mean, for the first 40 and more years of my life, I just accepted the reality of government, state, and country is like the sky, I guess, just part of reality. And it wasn't until much later that I started to realize that these were these crazy abstractions that were held up by some sort of unreasonable faith and stuff on the part of people that accept all this stuff, which, of course, which I was one. And then it wasn't too much longer till I thought, well, gosh, man, if I can see this, I can present this idea to someone else and they'll see it too. But that's a very unrealistic attitude to have, as I discovered soon after.
Yeah, for me, the value that I get in it is that understanding that I don't actually need to be dependent on the fiction or the abstract of government or social norms or expected things that are expected of me by society in order to get along just as well. You know, it is a course of fiction. It's all horseshit. So that once I was able to come to that conclusion, it was a lot easier for me to not do what you were explaining you used to do, which is kind of obsess almost over how we can get people involved to kind of get back our country.
Yeah. Yeah. And actually I have a friend of a friend who's kind of gone down the road of a sovereign type thing. And he's done all the research on the gold fringe on the flag and not passing the bar in the court. And, you know, he's actually had a fair amount of success with going to court and using their particular argument. They are, but it's like, I'm not going to take the tag off of my car and drive around town and have to go to court and challenge, even if I win every single time. Because every time I go out on the street, there's going to be a new cop that's going to stop me, and I'm going to have to explain. And I just want to go to the store and get a carton of milk. I don't want to have to go through a legal debate with a cop on the side of the road every time I leave my house. It's like, yeah. I don't need to do that.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm explaining too. I agree completely because what it does, and I'm not saying there's not validity to those people, but what it does is it essentially you're still externalizing your power so much that you're giving up your freedom to enjoy life so that you can constantly be jumping through the legal loopholes. And at some point, what are you doing then, you know?
Yeah, actually, I read a pretty good quote by Philip K. Dick. It was, I don't know if you've ever seen One Born Free. He's talked with Ab and he's been on these before. And he had it. And Philip K. Dick was talking about the, I hate to butcher it. I'd like to pull it up, but I don't know how long that's going to take. If you give me a minute, I'll find it.
I'm a big Philip K. Dick fan. Have you read much of him?
Well, no, I haven't actually. I've seen a couple of the movie conversions, I think. Is he Blade Runner? Was that Philip K. Dick?
Yeah, and okay. Scanner and, Darkly.
Right, and didn't Man he have another?
High Castle.
Oh yeah, yeah. So I'm kind of familiar, but I haven't. I can't say that I've read it. I'm sorry to say. Let's see if I can. Here it is. It seems as if we are in the process of becoming a totalitarian society in which the state apparatus is all powerful. The ethics most important for the survival of the true free human individual would be cheat, lie, evade, fake it, be elsewhere, forge documents, build improved electronic gadgets in your garage that will outwit the gadgets used by the authorities. And I'm kind of like, yeah, that's a pretty good way to go about it. Like, just work within the system, get what you can out of it, understand that it's morally corrupt, and do what you can to skirt it in every way possible.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Yeah, that is a really good quote. I'm glad you shared that. Yeah, because this idea that you can only find happiness if the system's working well for you, that's a mind trap that people get themselves stuck in, and I reject that, you know?
Yeah, I think we're supposed to be here. So, like, it's just part of the process. Like, you got to figure out how to handle yourself in the situation that you've been put in.
So, yeah, and it's kind of a, you know, John LeBon asking what I think about universal basic income. Well, yeah, in principle, I disagree, but they may institute it. Some people may benefit. Good for them. Who knows? Maybe I will. Maybe if things don't turn around and I got to pay my mortgage, I'm like, hey, give me the check. I don't care. I'm not going to salute you, but I'll take your check, whatever. So, yeah, I mean, in principle, I think it's not logically consistent, but are people going to do it? Are they going to institute it? Is there anything I can do to prevent it or not? Or, you know, should I even bother thinking about it? Probably not.
I was thinking maybe all the jobs that have been lost or that are going to be lost and the universal basic income, like what if those are the jobs that are going to be automated anyways, and they're using this to kind of switch over? So now like Dunkin' Donuts, Cumberland Farms, like
it's gosh, man, there's so many. I mean, here, I don't know what it's like over there, but the economy is more or less at a standstill. Like I need to get my hair cut, and the lady that normally cuts my hair, their salon is closed, so I can't do that. I don't know if they're all closed. I haven't called anybody else, and I was just thinking, you know, I could go over there. The industry that I work in is production. We do live conferences, and sometimes they're big, enormous things with 10,000 people, 5,000, 3,000. It might be a small meeting. And I've been doing this for, gosh, going on 20 some odd years. And when I first started doing it, we used to use three lamp LCD, they weren't even LCD projectors. They were CRT type, you know, three red, green, and blue. I don't know, maybe 1,000 lumens. They had to be tuned with a plastic screwdriver because you could short the components if you open the top of it, and it had to be color balanced in a dark room, and there's all this stuff. And then shortly thereafter, they came out with the portable LCD projector that people could carry in a suitcase or whatever. And there was all this talk in the industry. It almost like in the same thing in the recording. Oh, this portable projector, it's going to ruin everything. They won't need technicians anymore. It'll be one guy in a board. He won't, our industry is going to go to hell. And 20 years later, the industry is more complex, and there's more technology, and there's more things that require hands-on servicing than there was back then. And the recording industry, when the cassette came out, oh, this is the end of the industry. They'll duplicate the vinyl and they'll give it away. And then this recordable CD came out, and it's going to kill, you know, it's the same story all the time. But I'm not convinced that they're going to have a robot that's going to cut my hair, and they're going to put robots in the industry that I've been working in that can do all the things that I've been doing and the technicians are doing. I see that being decades, if not more, away from being realistic. Now, you know, do you need someone at McDonald's to hand you your hamburger and your drink and you can punch a button? And maybe there are some things that can be replaced realistically, but I don't see the economy as a whole, you know, going that route.
So you're talking about advancements in technology closing doors and opening others.
Exactly.
I work in automation, and I replace people's jobs all the time. But my industry, if you're in my industry, that's great for us, right? My industry wouldn't exist if I wasn't able to automate people's jobs. I automate water treatment centers, sand plants, all these types of things. Anything that you need automated that's on a conveyor or any type of motor pump, generally. And, I have a living because of that. I see what you're saying completely. What the real issue, though, is, and I'm not going to speak for John, but this is what, when he made his comment, this is what kind of jogged my thought about what percentage of the population are just having have jobs that are just there to do just because they needed to have jobs. Those people like those people, no offense to them, but there is a certain segment of the population that they're not going to adapt to get into my industry if I automate their job, right? They can have another option. And that, and the answer is like more likely it's very gray. I think you have a really smart way of looking at it and realistic where you're basically saying, yeah, I don't like it. That doesn't mean I'm stupid enough to not learn how to deal with it, of course, and accept it. But there is something interesting about, yeah, there's a large percentage of people that just don't strive for or to educate themselves enough to have to take advantage of some of these new job opportunities.
Well, that's true. In a lot of cases, you might be able to see the writing on the wall, too, and say, hey, I could see that there might be a problem with this up the road where automation is coming my way, and I might want to, update my skill set because this door is going to be closing, so I want to be able to do something else. But, I mean, I think this alarm has been being sounded for a long time, probably when they came out with the steam engines and combines to, you know, the cotton gin or whatever, any sort of advance in technology that puts people out of work. And of course, if your job is getting, becoming archaic, becoming obsolete, that on a personal level, that's a big problem. But we're, you know, for society, I mean, it does seem like that there's more, the Mises or whoever you mentioned, Thomas Sowell.
I know what you're talking now. I knew it. I knew it was coming. But, I'm just teasing.
Just that there's an unlimited list of wants that people can come up with for things that they want, whatever you can imagine that you might want. So then the question becomes is, well, how are we going to fulfill those desires? And, you know, you can't necessarily build a robot for every single want. There may be opportunities for people that are just going to start doing these things. And then later they'll create a robot to mimic the things they were doing. But there's probably always going to be a situation where there's going to be jobs created to fulfill the desires of people that want particular things, whatever they are. I mean, cause when it comes down to it, what are our basic necessities? Food, shelter, and water. I mean, everything else is kind of just like gravy, right? Okay. Well, this dead air.
Yeah, I gotta get going. I'm sorry. I appreciate all right. Your conversation.
No worries.
Have a great day.
Yeah, man. I'm off too.
It's good talking to you.
Same here. Bye.
Bye.
That's all, folks.